Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Welcome back inside Thiel Gymnasium as the band plays the fight song and about to get this thing underway. Boy, oh boy, it's going to be one of the later starts of the year, getting closer to 8 o'clock. As we mentioned, the sophomore game went long. A big comeback for the Streaks. They beat UT 57-53, and hopefully Galesburg's varsity team can do the same tonight. Anything out of Mark Polite that struck you in any way? I noticed looking at their schedule, they didn't have that big breakdown they had last year. I noticed that.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I thought was the funniest was when I brought up that Maine South game.
Uh-oh.
And he said, I went into halftime, and I looked at him, and I said, where's my team? Because they did. They just got annihilated in that game by
sure
a team
did.
That Galesburg had beaten earlier in the day. And I've got to wonder if, you know, they sometimes kids will do that. They say, well, let's see, we beat Galesburg, and they beat these
right.
guys, so how tough can they be? And they went out and got their socks blown off. So I think they learned a lesson in that game. And it seems like they've been playing hard since. They haven't won every game, but they've been in every game, and they've won some by a big margin. And, you know, they're just a very athletic team. I think we match up better with them, though, than we do Rock Island and Quincy. I think if you break down the Western Big Six right now, I've got Rock Island and Quincy top two, Galesburg and UT just a little below that on most
right,
nights, and
right.
then Moline and Alleman. But, you know, Moline jumped up and beat Quincy last week. They're dangerous. But this game I really look forward to. I've looked forward to this ever since the last one. It was an up-and-down game. We talked about what a difference it was from years past where it was just such a bump-and-grind thing. This UT team, they can play physical, but they like to get up and down the court, as does Galesburg, and so it makes for a very entertaining game. We just hope we can keep them from going off on us. And, you know, the two guys, again, they got six or seven that can hurt you, but Lowry especially outside, and then you got the Hefner kid inside who's real tough and is a good matchup with Victor Davis down there. The big difference being they've got a few more bigs to give us problems. They got a deep bench, and we've seen Quincy and Rock Island have hurt us with their bench play. Our starters get a little exhausted as they go through the game. We spell them in minutes, but those minutes we get off the bench just don't score many points for us.
Yeah, Hefner hurt us on the offensive glass terribly there, and then Tavion Johnson looking up at the board and notice he is fortunately not in the lineup, but again, he wasn't in the starting lineup there either, and he did a number on Galesburg, a 6'5", lanky kid, a left-hander,
yeah.
Hefner, very bulky kid who can go inside. You look at him and you think, there's no way he's a basketball player. But this guy gets inside there, and he's a worker. He's
yeah.
tough as nails, and it's a team with a lot of mix, and they really do. It was like a weird game. The first 8 minutes, 10 minutes, you thought, this UT team's not very good. And then all of a sudden,
yeah.
they really
yeah.
brought it on. They scored a lot of points, and, man, they were tough.
Yeah, their guards are quick. They're an exciting team to watch.
So they're getting ready out here to do the flag presentation. And we'll send it down to Jim Savory at the table.
Where tonight our Streaks host the visiting Panthers from United Township High School. At this time, would you please all rise and remove your hats as the GHS Jazz Choir, under the direction of Ms. Carolyn Kellert, sings our national anthem. Raising the flag this evening is senior Sarah Baker. Sarah is the daughter of Steve and Sue Baker. She's earned varsity letters in volleyball and basketball. Sarah is a member of G Club, yearbook, Spanish club, project graduation, and SSA. She's also the captain of the varsity volleyball team, received the Cammie B. Hyman Outstanding Volleyball Player Award, and made the Western Big Six All-Conference Volleyball Team. After graduation, she plans to attend college and continue playing volleyball. Sarah Baker.
And you will see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
GHS Jazz Choir under the direction of Ms. Carolyn Kellert. Now for the introduction of tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Panthers from United Township. At one guard, number 14, DJ McDowell. At a forward, number 10, Chase Pavilonis. At a guard, number 20, Shaquille Lowry. At a forward, number 21, Demetrion Singleton. And at the other forward, number 32, Nick Hefner. Head coach of the Panthers, Mark Polite. Now, here's the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. At a guard, a 6'1" junior, number one, Davis, Dalton Davis. At another guard, a 6-foot junior, number four, McElmurray, Ryan McElmurray. At a third guard,
somebody running across the bottom.
Yep.
We'll help him out here. At a third guard, Brandon Thompson. He is a 6-foot junior, averaging 10.5 points per game. Let's go back down.
A 6-foot junior. Number 10, Thompson, Brandon Thompson. And a forward, 6'6" junior, number 23, Thompson, Chad Thompson. And a forward, a 6'5" senior, number 32, Davis, Victor Davis.
And Victor Davis averaging 17.5 points per game for the Streaks. Mike Reynolds, the head coach, 28-23 in his nearly two years on the bench, 6-11 in the Big Six. And he is assisted by Steve Cheeseman, Ryan Hart, Matt Pogue, and Rob Williams. On the sideline is the student hall decked out in Hawaiian garb. I wish it was Hawaiian-like weather. UT.
Jim Savory did the microphone shuffle down there.
Once I don't know what happened.
One of them, the main public address mic went out, and trying to figure out what happened, because it's a wired mic and ours is wireless. And
right.
So he looked up here and shrugged his shoulders, and he got through most of it.
Demetrion Singleton jumping center for UT in the black with orange trim, and they win the tip and have the basketball first as they bring it up. Point guard out there was DJ McDowell. Here's a shot put up on the left elbow by Singleton. No good. Quick rebound for Chad Thompson, four of his streaks. So Singleton shooting the basketball right off the bat for them. Demetrion, a 6'5 senior, twin Demetrius. Brandon Thompson, free throw line, kicks it out to McElmurray. wiggles his way through the lane and scores with the left hand. He found penetration and found two. 2-0 streak, 7.5 minutes to go first quarter.
Wiggles exactly as you described it through the lane. He was just, I think, waiting for somebody to stop him. Nobody did, and he was able to knife through and get a basket.
Just stole the basketball away from UT. To the hoop, dunks it home! Victor Davis! Off a steal, double team, Davis the dunk! Good start, 4-0 streaks. Whoa!
UT has seen that thunder before. It was up there. He had that rebound dunk on the putback that was maybe one of the highlights of the season.
Boy, there's no lack of energy on the streaks right now. 4-0. They played 55 seconds, a steal and a layup, and a dunk by Victor Davis. 4-0 Galesburg. And it is UT ball after Galesburg knocked it out of bounds. Taking it out of bounds is DJ McDowell. He gets it into Hefner. He's in... trying to get a shot off inside. Got a friendly bounce as Hefner puts them on the board. 4-2, streaks the lead. And here comes some pressure.
Hefner got away a little elbow to the midsection. Victor Davis there, too.
Walking it up is Dalton Davis, full court man-to-man as he's working on McDowell. Oh. He's got his pocket pick. McDowell lobs it up front of him, gets toward the basket. Shot, wild shot, no good. Shaq Lowry feeds it inside. Singleton, no, he threw it away. So an offensive board to turnover back the other way. Galesburg almost lost it. Up top, Victor Davis. He'll fire three over Hepburn. Good! 5 for Victor, 7-2 streaks. Boy, they shoot like this, there won't be much of a game. Like to see that continue. Down on the left baseline, Hepfer up top to Lowry. He's a three-point threat. Pamelonis on the right wing. Inside the free throw line area. Kicks it out. Three on the left side. Line drive. No good by Lowry. Rebound, Hepfer. He goes back up. Shot in the lane. No good. Tipped around and down by Demetrion Singleton. That's the problem. You got to keep him off the boards. 7-4 streaks. Bringing it up in a hurry, too. Dalton Davis for the streaks in the lane. Out to Victor Davis. Left of his circle. Down low. Finds Davis wide open. Shot no. Foul, though, on Pavlonis. Davis to the line for two.
That's all Pavlonis could do was hack at Dalton because he was going to have an easy two. Good look by Victor Davis out high to find Dalton underneath for a couple of free throws here. And, you know, you said on the other end, Mike, the thing that can't happen, two and three shots. And a Mark Polite team's not going to give up on plays. Those guys are going to get after it on the boards.
Dalton Davis makes the first free throw, 64% on the season. He'll tell you he's a better shooter than that. They quickly make a substitution. Tavian Johnson, the guy that really hurt us in the last game, he's in. Demetrion Singleton with the putback tip. He goes out. Dalton Davis, second free throw. He missed the second. And the rebound to Johnson, a 6'5" sophomore. He's a very athletic young man. Jumper on the left side, put down. Friendly roll again. McDowell gets his first bucket of the game, and it is an 8-6 Galesburg lead. So a storming start, but only a two-point lead with 5.5 minutes to go first half, or first quarter, and then bumped is Dalton Davis as he tries to get it up the floor. Foul is on
McDowell. That's a pretty tough call.
They put Overton in the game. It is on Overton. They put him in the game. They got that jersey thing. They didn't fool me this time.
All right.
Overton picks up the foul. Inside Dalton Davis. He'll shoot two more. He's fouled by Shaq, or rather Tavian Johnson inside. Yeah, remember last time they gave 14 to Overton, 4 to McDowell. Well, I was ready for him this time.
This time they gave 4 to Overton.
Right. Two shots for Dalton Davis. Free throw on the way. He's got to make those. Missed the first of two. He's 1 for 3 from the line. Got to make free throws. 6 foot junior Dalton Davis, 8.6 points per game, trying to get one down. He got it. Got the front of the rim and it fell through for him.
Well, the more you don't make them, the more it encourages the opposition to clobber you when you've got a shot under the basket, too. And Dalton, about a 50% clip so far in this one. As you said, just 60% plus for the year.
Yeah, got to get better out of the guard spot. Hepfer is swinging around on the right side to Overton. Up top, Lowry flips it over on the left wing to McDowell. That's two. Lowry right off his foot top. What an awful pass. About 8 inches away, and he threw it right off the top of his foot. They have three quick turnovers.
You know, it's interesting. All three of their baskets, too, have been on a friendly rim. They just set it up on there, and it's been able to roll in from three different sources. But if you shoot the ball softly, you've got a chance.
Up top to Dalton Davis. Fadeaway three. That one is air ball, but Brandon Thompson comes away with a rebound. Another shot inside to Chad Thompson. Right wing three. Good. Chad Thompson from Victor Davis. He nails a three. Gillsburg's got two in the first quarter. 12-6 streaks. And back the other way. A traveling violation in the front court. Gillsburg speeding UT up. Four turnovers already on the Panthers.
Well, and UT, like a lot of teams with quick guards, they have a little tug of war going out there sometimes because those guards, they just want to get out and go. I've seen them in other games that we've not played, and they love to go. And you got Hafner and some of these other guys are going, hey, wait a minute.
That's right.
You know, we're not quite that quick.
Almost an errant pass, but picked up by Thompson right side, way up top to Victor. Fadeaway running shot in the lane, no good. Actually, more of a one-hand push. Johnson the rebound, and they push now. In the front court, right side, Mitch Wright, who's in the game. Over to Lowry, three right wing, good. He's deadly. Shaq Lowry with a three. 12-9 Galesburg. 4:09 to go first quarter. Ball tipped. Here is a steal off the press. Lowry is fouled underneath by McElmurray, and they'll get two free throws. Galesburg got sloppy on the pressure. Their first turnover could cost him 2 points. Lowry, a very good free thrower.
And he's very quick. If the ball's loose on the floor, he's probably going to snatch it up like he did right there. And he's a kid that really doesn't know the word pressure as he makes the first free throw. He is so loose, has been his whole career. Sometimes a little too loose.
Mm-hmm.
The coaching staff at East Moline would tell you that, too. They want to get him focused every single game, and sometimes it's kind of a night-by-night situation how much focus he has.
He bangs both those free throws down with five of his team's 10. 12-10 now. Galesburg, a five-point lead, whittled down to... They've got 12-11 on the board. 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11. They are correct. One-point Galesburg lead. Under 4 minutes. Victor Davis up top. He's guarded by Demetrius Singleton, who's checked into the game. Right wing, Brandon Thompson up top. Dalton Davis drives through traffic. He's fouled. Will shoot two. He's making a living at the free throw line as he'll go back there where he's 2 out of 4. And the foul is called on
Overton.
Damon Overton, his second.
Mark Polite didn't like that one either. He kind of gave the whole Dalton Davis move in there. You know, Dalton will go in and throw his arms up in the air and really make it look dramatic. And I think Mark thought he did a little acting that time.
Dalton Davis, free throw on the way.
Oh boy.
2 for 5 from the line. That is not going to work. Out goes Overton with 2 fouls. Back in McDowell, a 6'1 sophomore. Dalton Davis struggling from the line. He's already got 5 attempts. He's made just 2. Trying to go 3 out of 6. Free throw good. A lot of opportunities. Galesburg doing a nice job taking it to the basket. 13-11 the lead. 3:44 to go first half. As Shaq Lowry brings it across, McElmurray guarding him. They try and spread it out. Now they run a screen for Lowry over to the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Hands it off to right. Back to Lowry now. 3.5 to play. First quarter, 13-11 Galesburg. Pull up jumper. Lowry from deep. No good. Nobody blocked him out. Now a scrum for the basketball and a foul. Might be McElmurray. If it is, it's his second.
I think it's Lowry.
And that's even better. Lowry's first. It is.
Chad Thompson didn't box him out, but was aware enough to get over there and just barely beat him to the ball. Lowry bumped him on the shoulder. So now 5 team fouls against United Township.
May get in the bonus here very soon, but got to shoot better from the line. Dalton Davis has taken them all so far. Down the lane, knifing through, running shot, no good. Brandon Thompson, what a move to the basket. Ball tipped out of bounds, unfortunately. Victor Davis touched it last. Brandon made a beautiful move, knifing through traffic, just couldn't finish.
Yeah, normally he hits that shot.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that ability to be going towards the basket and have a very soft release and just float it into the net, but that time it bounced in and out. Victor Davis just didn't quite time his jump enough to get a rebound basket.
Up top, Johnson over on the left wing to Lowry. Bounce pass down in the post. Trying to work his Singleton. Shot up, no good. Tipped around. It goes out of bounds off of, they say, Chad Thompson last or Brandon Thompson. Either way, it's UT basketball and some groans from the folks here at home. And Demetrius Singleton, he's a long-armed kid, 6'5", just like his brother, and a whistle. Before they got the ball in, he and Victor Davis kind of shoving. Looks like Tavian Johnson and Victor Davis, and they're going to talk to them both. 2:56 to go, first quarter, 13-11 Galesburg. Straits have led by 5, and now Victor kind of trying to knife in between 2 players, and the officials kind of telling them what they can and can't do. It's kind of bizarre. All this for an inch. And Victor's staying there with his hands up.
Yeah.
Now what are they going to do?
Victor's saying he's got the right to get in between those two United Township players.
Oh, certainly does. Now Mark Polite's not happy. Mike Reynolds not happy. Nobody's happy. Victor's going to put his back to the basket, keep his hand up. Now a technical foul's called. And it's on UT. It's on UT.
Tavian Johnson.
Either him or Singleton. I think it was Singleton. It is.
Huh.
He got upset. Demetrion Singleton, or Demetrius Singleton, rather. He'll pick up the personal and the tee. Thank you very much. With 2:56 to go, first quarter.
And now Singleton over there having to explain himself to Coach Mark Polite. Polite, I don't think, was as upset with the call as he was his own player, saying, you've got to play with a cooler head out there.
No doubt. Victor Davis at the line makes the free throw, and now Galesburg in the bonus, and this could really switch things around. 14-11 on that. That's just silly. You can't do that.
You know, and Victor is a nice guy, but he's not gonna let you run over him out there, and so he's going to do what he has to do and get in between on that stack, and he has every right to, and for some reason, Singleton and the Panthers just were not going to let him do it, and they finally end up getting a tee.
And we get the ball instead. You get two free throws. You could wind up with 5 points out of this. A four-point lead, 15-11. Dalton Davis working against Mitch Wright, top of the key. Bounce pass to Victor, a much smaller player on him. Fadeaway jumper right wing. He is on fire right now. Victor Davis with 9 of his team's 17 in the first quarter. A six-point Galesburg lead. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Inside, spotted away by Victor Davis as DJ McDowell got a no-no.
You can see that developing. Victor was getting a hop in the middle of the lane there. And came over off of his man and blocked it with a streak in between him and the shooter.
Victor has come to play tonight. And he is working right now against now Demetrion Singleton. Demetrius, the one who picked up the technical. Up top, Mitch Wright on the left side. Tavian Johnson back to right. Right of the circle, Demetrion Singleton. Over on the left wing to McDowell. Up top, faking. Johnson spinning. Gets it to McDowell. Jumper right elbow good. DJ McDowell's second bucket of the first quarter, 17-13. Good ball movement, and they get the hoop. Streaks on top, four-point lead. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. McElmurray bringing it up across half court against McDowell. To the basket he goes, shot off the glass, not close. Rebound by Lowry, and here he comes in a hurry. Three on three, pull up free throw line, jumper good.
He will knock those down 9 times out of 10. And out of a steal by the Lowry, and now a steal back by Dalton Davis.
Back and forth, five UT turnovers, two on the streak, so it's good to get that back because it's a 17-15 game just like that. A quick four-point swing by UT. Lob inside to Davis. Not a real good pass from Dalton Davis to Victor on the right block. Fortunately, tipped out of bounds off UT. And Nick Jansen making his first appearance. Another one of those forwards they can bring in off the bench. Galesburg will counter with Garrett Williams. And now Nick Hepfer back in as well. Brandon Thompson is out of the game.
Well, Jansen, one of those guys you kind of describe as a grunt, goes out there and, you know, bangs around, probably not going to do a whole lot of damage offensively.
Dalton, three off the inbounds pass, no good. They didn't guard him, but he missed the shot. And the rebound taken off by McDowell, and a whistle in the front court. Galesburg with two team fouls. It'll be three now. As Chad Thompson picked up his first, team's third.
Well, we said coming in, this will be an entertaining game between two athletic teams that like to get it up and down the court. I'm not sure I was even ready for a slam dunk and a technical foul and everything else we've had in this first quarter.
Victor Davis, 9 points in the first quarter. UT, with all that going on, can tie the game or even take the lead. 17-15, Galesburg coming out in a 1-3-1 zone defense. They said they might change it up, and that's what they're doing right now. Up top with it, they recognize Shaq Lowry, top of the key. 1:05 to go first quarter, and Galesburg going to try their luck at a 1-3-1 matchup zone. McDowell with it on the right wing. Swings it over to Lowry behind the back dribble. He backs it out to McDowell. Right wing to Jansen. He will shoot the long three. Hands off McDowell. Loses it for a moment. Kicks it out Jansen. Over to Lowry. Steps into a three. Missed it long. Rebound Garrett Williams. He got a clean look. Missed the shot. Galesburg, if they want to hold for one, they can. Mike Reynolds calling out the play. Dalton Davis bringing it up against McDowell, and he is bumped and will shoot 1-1. McDowell picking up his first foul, 7th on UT.
Yeah, there's some teams I'd feel pretty good about working 40 seconds. UT not one. Their guard's pretty quick. I'd love to say we could do that, but in reality, I'm not sure we could hold the ball that long without coughing it up against their tough man pressure.
It will speed you up.
And Dalton Davis, I don't know, when's the last time I saw one player go to the line this often in the first quarter of a game?
7th free throw attempt of the first quarter. His shot is, oh boy, it got in. I didn't think it was going to fall.
It caught all the rim.
18-15 streaks. Dalton trying to get another one to go through. He is 4 of 7 from the line in the first quarter. Second free throw, good.
Getting a lot of practice.
19-15 streaks. Here comes UT with 36 seconds to go in the quarter. Gillsburg again back in that zone defense. A 1-3-1 matchup zone. Up top, Shaq Lowry. They try to recognize and go from there. Lowry appears to be poised to hold for one as UT trails 19-15. Mike Reynolds making some adjustments with the weak side defense as Lowry's out way out on the left side. 17-16. He'll get into it probably at about the 8 mark. 12-11. Passes left side back to Lowry. Lowry with 8. Dribbles over right side. Kicks it out. Jansen, long 3 right wing. Almost banked it. No good. Victor Davis, the rebound. Lost the basketball. It's on the floor, and it trickles out of bounds off Dalton Davis with 0.4 on the clock. That was close. You don't want to give up a bucket right there. 0.4, Chad Thompson. Going to check in for the defense here. Got to watch for a lob and tip right here is about all you can do. So that's probably what they have in store here as the quarter nears an end, and now we'll get Victor Davis.
Joe Thompson laying the law down right now. Says, baby, you guys do this again, I'm going to tee you up, and he's watching them close.
Ian Hepner standing there chest to chest. Here we go. Trying to get it in. They do get it in. Not going to get a shot off. Impressive first quarter for the Streaks. They lead UT after one, 19-15. Second quarter coming up. Stay tuned. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the support group for African American Affairs. This week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by Wendell Hunnigan of Galesburg. Congratulations from WGIL.
Galesburg, a 19-15 first quarter lead with the basketball to start the second quarter. Made 7 of 10 from the free throw line. Inside, Victor gets around his man to the basket. Good. He beat Jansen. Victor Davis with 11 points already in the half. 21-16.
Fantastic ball movement by the Silver Streaks. Went all the way around the perimeter and then dropped it inside. Victor drives baseline, uses the glass. That was textbook and a great possession for the Silver Streaks to open the second quarter.
Still in his own defense. Over on the right wing, Jansen with it. Down on the baseline. Kicking it out, Pavlonis, who's in the game. Left wing, McDowell with it. Dribbles toward the free throw line, bounces to Lowry. Long three right side, nobody out on him, but he missed the shot. Victor Davis, the rebound. They're not hitting, and so far the zone is working. Up top with it, McElmurray's pressure, drives toward the middle, kicks to Victor. He's going to try a three right side. He hit another one! Victor Davis on fire, his second three of the first half. He's got 14. This is the biggest Galesburg lead at 8.
Galesburg 8 of 13 from the field. UTHS 5 of 15 right now. Panthers winning the battle of the boards, though, 10-4.
Inside, errant pass for a moment. Hepfer catches over Chad Thompson. Chad Thompson just committed his second foul as Hepfer will shoot 2 free throws. Galesburg 4th. Team foul quickly off the bench is Tremaine Carson. They counter with Tavian Johnson.
Tremaine Carson, who probably has worked his way up to being our first guy off the bench in many cases, at least as far as if you want to call him a post player. Garrett Williams, the first guard, usually in there. But Carson, if they want to get some things done inside, he's undersized, but he plays so aggressively that he's able to hold his own down there, especially on defense.
Hepfer makes the first free throw. He's averaging 10 a game. He has 3 right now, going for number 4. Galesburg, a 24-17 lead. And the second is no good. And the rebound to Victor Davis. I don't know that they counted the first one. I'm still looking at the board, and it's not up there. And then a foul, as UT is really just hurting themselves very bad. Way away from the basket, a foul called on Pavlonis, his second. And that sends Garrett Williams to the line. He has struggled 29% this season. They must not have counted the other free throw. He must have stepped on the line. Hepford, because they've still got 24-16 on the board. So that sounds good to me. Garrett Williams, free throw, missed it. Up high for the rebound, Hepford. Just don't think he can get up that high, but he sure does. 24-16 streaks, their biggest lead of the game. At eight, driving baseline, Johnson on the left side, kicks it up top. Lowry down the lane, dishes off to Pavlonis to the basket. He's blocked and hits the deck. Somebody got him before Victor Davis came in to pin that ball off the backboard. Both of them went to the floor. It is Brandon Thompson, I believe.
You could see something going to develop there because Pavlonis was making his move to the basket and the streaks didn't really come up and body him, but you could see two guys getting ready to jump up and challenge that shot, and you knew somebody was going to make a foul in there somewhere. And who'd they end up going to,
Gave
Mike?
It to Carson.
To Carson, all right.
First guy there, and you know what? Good foul. And Pavlonis, not a big scorer, just 2.5 points a game. Make him earn it from the line. Don't give him the easy layup. He's not a big-time scorer, so make him earn it. And that's what they're going to try and do. And they love this kid. He's a leader, football quarterback. His free throw is good. And they are, after 2 of 2 in the first quarter, now 1 of 3 in the second. So 3 out of 5 in the game, 24-17, Galesburg's lead, with 6:22 to go in the first half. Second free throw, Pavlonis on the way. He missed that one. Rebound, Dalton Davis. Streaks a chance to try and get their biggest lead. It's been 8. It's 7 right now. Dalton Davis works over on the right side. Hepford on him. Kicks it over to McElmurray, who just carried the ball and got away with it. We'll take that. Man-to-man defense by UT. Dalton Davis, top of the key. Gets around Hepford. Bounce pass to Carson. Out to McElmurray. Back to Carson. Two-man game. Ball tipped. Oh, I thought the ball was tipped. They're going to give it to UT on a turnover. McElmurray, I'd like to see him shoot that short shot. I know what he was trying to do, but it didn't work.
UT tipped it. I think the official thought that Carson got it.
I thought they tipped it for sure.
Because Tremaine stuck his hand up in the air, but I wasn't sure he actually got it on the ball. But from that angle, he probably thought that maybe he did tip it. So UT gets the turnover, and the Streaks miss two opportunities now to build on their lead.
And a stick with his own defense. Free throw line. Johnson, a left-hander. He shoots. He ran at the basket afterwards. Missed the shot. Got his foot back in. He knew that ball wasn't going in, but he wasn't going to let anybody else get it. They have cut the lead to 5, 24-19, 5.5 to go. Victor Davis, coast-to-coast, good! They just kind of let the old lay defense take over that time. Victor with 16 in the first half and a timeout. Galesburg, 26-19. Our score, we'll hang on to it here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Mark Polite's okay. Going to chew on somebody there if they didn't pick up Victor and let him just go right by
Johnson.
For a layup, and that's not what he wants to see.
Shady and Johnson did the old, I got you and I'll just let you go now. Trying to fake and fade on the defensive side, which you never do.
You know, Johnson on the other end, it was, I guess, it was almost a little like a public league basket, I guess, because he threw up a bad off-balance shot, but then he had the athleticism, the left-hander, to go back up after it. He was leaning to the left and just threw it up off the backboard straight down the lane and went in. It was a very ugly basket, if you want to call it that. Probably pretty from the East Moline standpoint, but it wasn't one you usually see work.
It was not at all. But it went down as 2, 26-19 on the bucket by Victory, a 16 first-half points. And Galesburg going to come out in some 1-2-2, three-quarter court pressure down. Going to try and trap out of it, see if they can get a turnover. UT does handle the ball fairly well. McDowell with it back in the game, and UT has also put Galesburg in the bonus. Galesburg with 5 team fouls, 5:09 to go first half. Streaks a 26-19 lead. UT being very patient with it right now. Hepford on the left wing. Up top, Johnson, right wing to Shaq Lowry, guarded by McElmurray. Galesburg back to a man-to-man defense. That zone worked very well. Nice switch by Coach Mike Reynolds. That was a good move. Three on the left side, put up by Wright, is good. Dalton Davis late to get out on Mitch Wright, who buried a three. 26-22, now they can press. And this is what they've not been able to do that much because they just haven't made a lot of shots. Brandon Thompson, who's been very quiet, gets it up across half court against McDowell. Top of the key, Carson. He gets hammered. I was going to say, late whistle. They just called a charge. The guy reached in, butchered him, and they called the foul on Galesburg on a charge. Come on now. Carson picked up his second, and he was hammered.
You know, before that, you were talking about Brandon Thompson. He's been quiet, and he's been pretty quiet for a while, especially these last three conference games.
Down low, Hepford with it. They got a chance to get within, a lot more. Here is a three, no good by McDowell. Not a good shot. Victor Davis comes away with the rebound. They had a chance to get within two, maybe one. Instead, Galesburg can turn the table the other way. Victor Davis with it. Turns and faces with Hepferani. Fires it over right of the circle to McElmurray. He's guarded by Johnson, who wants him to go to his weak hand, his right hand. Instead, he jitterbugs around up top with the dribble. Picks it up. Up top to Brandon Thompson. Puts it on the floor. Down the lane. Feeds to Carson. Layup good. Beautiful pass from Brandon Thompson. 28-22, so that was a nice turnaround for Galesburg. Instead of it being a two-point or a one-point lead, it's back to six. Foul on the streaks the other way, though. They'll send UT to the line for a one-and-one as Carson just picked up his third foul. And Ricketts comes in off the bench for the first time, so Galesburg having to get into that bench a little bit. And Mitch Wright goes to the line for a one-and-one.
Also, Tremaine Carson gets the Brian Garnett Award for tonight to come in and pick up three fouls that quickly. Brian, of course, graduated last year, and he could come in and put a few fouls on the board in a hurry.
Wright's first free throw good, 28-23.
Silver Streaks have hit all four of their shots in the second quarter, so they are 10 of 15 from the field. Still only a five, now a four-point lead.
Wright made them both. He's got five in the quarter, 28-24. So they really can't pull away. They've had a seven-point lead in the game on a couple occasions, but nothing more. And here's a bad pass to Victor Davis on the left baseline. That's just not going to work. Fourth Galesburg turnover. These are the things right here. Unforced errors. Can't have them. UT with the ball down just four, 3:39 and counting in the first half. Galesburg man-to-man as Shaq Lowry has the ball top of the key. Lowry did his damage in the first quarter with 7 points. McDowell, right wing, up top to Tavian Johnson, guarded by Victor Davis. There goes Lowry baseline. Pulls up, fires to Johnson, ready for the shot. He shoots, no good from 10. Tipped around. Victor Davis trying to get the basketball and a whistle underneath. He may have picked up the foul. He did. That's unfortunate. And that will send UT to the line and Heffer, a good free throw shooter.
Yeah, he was battling Mitch Wright for that weak side rebound. Right in just a little bit better position. Victor couldn't quite get there and got a little body. And actually, I think they're going to say he fouled Hepner.
Yep. Hepner, two misses earlier, one on a violation. First free throw is good. He's got 3 points in the ballgame. He'll get another. UT creeps closer. Very uncomfortable. 28-25. They've not played well at all, and they're just too close.
But, you know, again, they're getting contributions from their bench.
Oh, yeah.
Mitch Wright came off and hit that big three-pointer.
Hepner misses. Victor Davis the rebound. You're right. 28-25, Galesburg. 3:15 to go first half. Down the lane, running shot by Thompson. In and out it goes. Ricketts over the back this time. You just got to know what you're doing underneath there. You can't do that. Thompson, it did everything but fall. You can't get any closer than that. And Ricketts just picked up an over-the-back foul, and they got a chance to get within one now.
The second time in this game that Brandon's gone down the lane, been right in front of the basket, but just can't quite get that floater to go in there. And instead of 2 points our way, it could be 2 points theirs with Hepner going back to the line, a chance to pull this thing within one.
Fortunately, they have struggled a bit from the line in this quarter, and they're not a real good free throw shooting team on the season, right around 60%. Hepner's free throw made that one. Saw that out of Rock Island. They come in under 60% team. They made the first nine. 28-26, UT. A little mini run here that's gotten them right there. Second by Hepner, good. Made them both. They are within one. 28-27. The Galesburg 7-point lead is gone. Just one. And they're full court pressing now as Galesburg's Thompson. That's the quickest five I've ever seen in my life. Unbelievable. 5-second violation that was 3.5. Wow. Momentum toward UT as they have the ball. 3:13 to go. First half, 28-27. Galesburg clinging to a one-point lead, a 5-0 UT run. And they get it in to Johnson on the much shorter. McElmurray in a charge.
Right.
He most certainly did. Put his shoulder down, and Tavian Johnson picks it up. And a turnover. Good call.
First turnover of the second quarter against the Panthers. The Streaks have four, and that's part of the reason our lead has been whittled away.
Empty possessions. So they will take Tavian Johnson out, bring Demetrion Singleton back in. Ball tipped is UT really putting the pressure on. Full court, in your face, man-to-man. Galesburg's got its work cut out for him. A 3:11 to go first half. Streaks by one. Ball is inbounded to Victor Davis, who puts it above his head, tries to split the trap, does, gets it to McElmurray. Now they can get it in the front court. Hands off to Brandon Thompson. Down the lane toward the bucket. Left-hand shot, no good. Ryan Ricketts put back, no good. Hep for the rebound. Just can't finish. And now they can take the lead. Lowry up top, down the lane, running shot inside, no good. Hep for the offensive rebound, put back, no, but he's fouled. He will kill you on the glass, and we said it in the pregame, and he's doing it. He is shooting a lot. He's already going to have 8 free throws by the time he's done here, and they could have the lead.
Well, we look like a tired team out
there.
Very
tired.
I can't say that I've been able to say that a lot this year, but again, we've harped on it the last 2 conference games, losses to Rock Island and Quincy.
Bench.
We just don't have bench strength, and we've been trying to get some minutes out of these guys, but you just can't leave them out there very long. Your lead goes off the board, and that's been the case here again in this second quarter.
Yep. And you look up there, Chad Thompson, I guess he's got 2 fouls. He's not been on the floor in a while.
No.
Ryan Ricketts, a bad foul. He missed one up close. You got to make those shots. I know it's not easy, but you got to make them. Hepfer at the line can tie the ball game. He does not miss the free throw. We're getting all kinds of breaks. He shot 7 in the quarter. He's 3 out of 7 from the line. This one would tie it if he can get it at the 2:49 mark of the first half. Trying to make it 28 all, he does, and a technical foul on who? Ryan Ricketts, I believe. You can't do that. You cannot come in the game and get a technical foul. Can't do it. 28-28, and that just puts your team in a real bind.
I think he let Demetrion Singleton get under his skin a little bit there, and he moved him out.
Gave back all the momentum.
Singleton kind of doing the Lucas Johnson thing there that time, trying to get under the other player's skin and get them to do something uncharacteristic.
Shaq Lowry to the line. Now they can take control. First free throw good. They have the lead. 29-28. And it is their first lead of the game.
Whole second quarter down on that end shooting free throws.
Lowry another one. Second free throw. He's dead eye. Made them both. 30-28. And their run continues. 8-0. A lot of the game's mental, too. Here comes Chad Thompson back on the floor. Frankly, too late. Not too late for the game, but he should have been in a while ago. It's unfortunate. You need more production out of your bench than that. Just not getting it right now.
These officials have called a tight first
half,
too.
Yeah, they really have.
I mean, they have. They have called some fouls that might be considered ticky-tack early and kind of set the tempo for this thing.
UT with the ball and a 2-point lead in the midst of an 8-0 run. McDowell with it on the right wing. Looking inside, goes up top. Hepfer, he'll shoot inside the 3-point line. Missed it. Ugly shot. Rebound to Dalton Davis. He outlets. In the front court, Chad Thompson fakes the 3 on the left wing over to Dalton Davis. Bounce pass to Victor, who hasn't had the ball in a while. Victor sizing up inside. Brandon Thompson, you got to shoot the basketball. He skipped it out, just held it for a while, gets it back, shoots inside. Nice pass from McElmurray to Brandon Thompson. His first field goal of the game, that snaps an 8-0 run. 30-30, our score at the 2:10 mark of the first half. Inside, Singleton back out. 3 by right. He's hit another one. He's got 8 in the quarter. He has been their MVP off the bench. 33-30, UT's biggest lead at the 1:56 mark of the second quarter. And where they look rough early, they picked it up just like the last game. Dalton Davis driving basket. No good with the shot. Shaq Lowry back the other way. They have put together an 11-2 run. And lead at 33-30, and Gillsbury looks very tired right now. Lowry over on the left wing to Hepfer. Hepfer, or rather Wright, who's killed him in the quarter with 8. Right wing, McDowell. Hands it over to Lowry. A minute 25 and counting. UT a 33-30 lead, their biggest of the game. Hepfer up top. Over to Wright. He hands off on the left wing to Lowry. Top of the key, McDowell finds a seam. Fadeaway jumper, left side off the glass. No good. Victor Davis, the rebound for the Streaks, his 5th. Back the other way, McElmurray trying to hang on. They lose the basketball. Galesburg 6th turnover of the game. Here comes Lowry the other way. 1 minute to go, first half. Bounce pass, Hepfer spins, goes to the basket. Shot, missed the bunny. Inside, Singleton put back. No good. Rebound tipped out. They'll get another crack at it. Lowry off the floor. They are getting all kinds of extra looks at the basket, and that's what we were worried about.
Can't believe they missed both of those. Point blank for Hepner and Singleton. Big guys, 6'5 apiece. Couldn't get the thing down, but the Streaks are tired. They just can't even hardly get the rebound. Gosh, McElmurray's holding his shorts out there, and so's Brandon Thompson. You know, Dalton Davis went in from the right side this last time, and that's not a bad drive if you got anybody else around, but there was nothing but four UT players that were ready to get the rebound. The streaks were just way away from the basket, and you can. This is as tired as I've seen us all year.
They're worn out. Clock winding down. UT letting us take a break. With 13-12, they'll take the last shot as they put the run together in this half. 11-2 to end the half and go up three. Up top, they go for the double. 4 seconds. Lowry, fall-away three with two. Missed the shot. And over the back, we're going to get on UT, but it won't matter. It's at the buzzer. Well, it will matter if Galesburg's going to get some free throws out of this. That would be nice.
That was before the buzzer.
Because Singleton, it was Dimitrion who went over the back.
Yep.
So that will give Galesburg a little breath of life here as Brandon Thompson will get two shots at the line. That's a big play. That could be very important into the second half. BT with 2 points, and they all both a field goal in this quarter.
An appropriate way to end the half with free throws being shot with no time on the clock because both teams ended up in the double bonus in this long, long first half.
A lot of free throws in this game. Brandon Thompson, free throw, no good. Boy, oh boy. And he's a good one. He's 78%. Another one trying to get the streaks within two at the half. Free throw is on the way. He made that one. And that's where we stand at the intermission. United Township 33, Galesburg 31. Stay tuned for the halftime. It's coming up next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square downtown has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
There's nothing like the sweet, sensuous allure of
chocolate.
And once your mind gets set on
chocolate,
you've got to have it. So head over to McDonald's for a McCafe hot
chocolate
or mocha. Real steamed milk blended with oodles of velvety
chocolate
syrup, fluffy whipped cream, and topped off with a decadent
chocolate
drizzle. McCafe your day with a mocha or hot
chocolate.
At participating McDonald's.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square downtown has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services Halftime Report. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game.
Back at Thiel Gymnasium, a poor second quarter for sure for Galesburg as UT outscored them 18-12. Galesburg led by fairly comfortable margin. And the quarter had a 8-point lead, at the 6:54 mark of the quarter at 24-16 and led at 26-19, so seven there. And then UT, though, put together a run when it was 28-22. UT wound up scoring the next 8 points to take a two-point lead at 30-28. Brandon Thompson a basket to tie it at 30, and they get a three out of Mitch Wright at the 1:56 mark. So they outscore Galesburg 11-2 at the end of the quarter, 18-12 in the quarter to take a 33-31 lead. The halftime is brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. And our halftime stats brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com.
This is one of the most odd statistic sheets I've looked at in a while. To see one team shooting 55%, that's the Silver Streaks. The opponent shooting 29%,
wow,
UTHS. And yet the Panthers are 2 points ahead at the break. Galesburg, 11 of 20 from the field, actually cooled down to 55%. They missed four of their last five. They had been on fire and also had a bunch of turnovers in that second quarter. Meanwhile, East Moline just 8 of 27 from the field in the first half. Yet spent most of the second quarter at the foul line. And the shots they did hit, a couple of them were three-pointers off the fingertips of Mitch Wright. And have found themselves in the lead here. Rebounding, well, that's a part of the story, too. Panthers dominant on the boards, 19-11 right now. They've got 10 offensive rebounds in this one in the first half. And that can't happen.
That's not going to work.
Turnovers, tale of two quarters. East Moline had six in the first quarter, only one in the second. Galesburg just two in the first quarter, but five in the second. So ball handling a bit of a problem for the Silver Streaks in that second quarter as well. So anybody's game, two-point contest here at halftime, that's the bottom line. But, Mike, we've got to find a way to get a little more energy in our players, not for their lack of wanting it, but they were just
right
dead at the end of that half. The depth of Moline, East Moline, just wore down.
And the inability to get, again, much out of the bench. UT's bench outscored Galesburg 10-2. In the first half, eight of those by Mitch Wright, who really is the reason they're in the position that they're at, because he had some pretty devastating two threes in the quarter, a couple of free throws. Nick Heppner lived at the free throw line. Five of his seven first half points there. And boy, oh boy, 16 free throw attempts by UT in the first half. They made 12 of them, so there's another reason they're in the game. Galesburg, 12, 10 of those, though, in the first quarter. And they had UT in the bonus early and could not take advantage of it. Empty possessions and turnovers on the other end of the floor. You get a technical foul reaching over the back. Just really some inopportune times for major errors. And three threes apiece by both teams. Galesburg, 8 of 12 at the line. You give up an eight-point lead against a good team, and it's awful reminiscent of the game there, and allowing them to creep back into this thing and then take the lead when they hadn't led all half before going on a run and tying the game at 28, getting the lead for the first time at the 2:49 mark at 29-28. So very discouraging second quarter after a very nice opening quarter in which Galesburg, boy, they threw the punches and they delivered a lot of blows, but UT withstood it, and they're in charge right now. Just a two-point game, though. That's the good news. 33-31. The halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. 16 points, a game high for Victor Davis to lead in this first half. And he's, by and large, the leading scorer on both sides. Five for Dalton Davis, all in the first quarter on free throws. Three apiece for Brandon Thompson and Chad Thompson. There's two guys right there averaging a combined 18 points a game, and they have six combined in the first half. They've got to pick it up, no question about it. And 2 points for Ryan McElmurray, two for Tremaine Carson, who picked up three fouls off the bench. Garrett Williams, Ryan Ricketts, nothing in terms of points off the bench, as that Garrett Williams missed a free throw in his short time in there. UT got 8 points, as I mentioned, from right off the bench. He's the second leading scorer. Shaq Lowry, seven of his nine in the first quarter. Nick Hepfer, seven in the first half, and damage on the boards. No doubt about it. He's got five rebounds already. Chase Pavlonis, a free throw in the first half. Demetrion Singleton, 2 points. 4 points for DJ McDowell. Two for Tavian Johnson with three rebounds. And that tallies the 33 points for UT. Again, they're 12 of 16 from the line, 10 of 14 in the second quarter. So not many field goals, just three in the second quarter. Two were three-point makes, but they made a living at the line. And Galesburg just one free throw made in two attempts in the second quarter. So UT outscores them 10-1 at the free throw line. They make two threes to Galesburg's one. And really the second quarter of the difference. UT wins that quarter 18-12, and they lead it 33-31 at the break. As they got swirl going on, a lot of folks being recognized at halftime here with UT leading, and maybe the long halftime will be good for Galesburg. As tired as they looked in that first half toward the end, putting the hands on the shorts when UT held for the final shot. Fortunately for the Streaks, they did not score. In fact, an over-the-back foul sent Brandon Thompson to the free throw line where he split a pair of free throws. And again, he's going to be the key. He and Chad Thompson getting things back in order offensively and being able to penetrate the way they started the game, finding gaps, getting inside, and going to the basket and getting some of these fouls called. They did not get much of that done in the second quarter, and it showed as just not much going on offensively.
Well, the swirl court being announced, of course, some of the players, I know they said Victor Davis for one, basketball player, so they couldn't all be out there, but I see Bo Merritt and some of them out there taking a court. In fact, when I brought the equipment out here earlier today, they were rehearsing some of this as they are getting ready for tomorrow night's big night here at Galesburg High School, and I think we're going to have some guys coming out here to hoop. I'll go see if I can talk to the coach.
We'll take the break, come back with the second half in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure you are getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Gary Hager with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 221-7091.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by? With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
Guah, guah.
Out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Sandy Hilliard, Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together we will go far, member SIPC. Tonight, cloudy skies, low around 17. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 30. Tomorrow night, cloudy, 50% chance of snow, low of 16. Sunday, cloudy, 50% chance of snow, high of 25, low of 12. And President's Day, partly sunny, scattered flurries, high of 25, low of 12. Currently, it is 24. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Possession of time. Slow down. Get the ball into the half court. Run the offense and then on defense. Find shooters. Sag off and go to the board. If we do that, we'll be fine.
Let's do it.
Thank you, Jim.
That's Steve Cheeseman, assistant coach, as the Streaks come out of the locker room just trying to get in there with no gas left in the tank. It's like a long-distance race, and he acknowledged it. They just didn't have anything left at the end of the first half, so hopefully their batteries are recharged. They get the basketball to begin the second half, trailing UT 33-31. UT an 11-2 run to end the first half. And we'll see if they can, it's actually UT basketball. Galesburg trying to take it out. Hey, get an A for effort. Give them that. UT out with the starters out on the floor. So it's Galesburg out with its starters as well. Dalton Davis, Ryan McElmurray, Brandon Thompson, Chad Thompson, Victor Davis. UT turns the basketball over on the first possession. Galesburg off the steal. Dalton Davis, top of the key. He is guarded out there by Shaq Lowry hands it over to Victor Davis. Victor Davis to Chan Thompson, right wing. Good ball movement already. I see the movement in the off the ball. Three up top. Brandon Thompson's good. And again, when you see that movement, Galesburg does good things. Brandon's first three of the game, and the Streaks get the lead back, 34-33. First possession of the third quarter. Navalane, some contact and a charge called as DJ McDowell ran into Chad Thompson. Chad Thompson becoming one of those guys who is taking a lot of charges. If I kept charges, I'll bet you he's probably leading the bunch. And he doesn't get a lot of credit for his defense as much as he probably should.
No, and I think there are times where the
sometimes
coach
it's bad.
They'll take him out and talk to him for a couple of minutes. And now he threw it away, gave it right back to him.
Can't do that. 33-33. And say Brandon Thompson's shot was a two. Inside, Hepfer shot up and good over Victor Davis. So they have the lead back. Hepfer with nine in the game. So it's 35-33 UT. So Brandon Thompson's shot looked like a three. They counted it as a two. He's got five in the game, not six. Galesburg ball down two. Up top, Chan Thompson took the charge moments ago. Up top, wide open Brandon, though he finds an even more open Chad Thompson, though Chad missed the fadeaway. Hep for the rebound. That's too bad. A very unselfish play, and just couldn't get the shot to fall. Hep for his fifth rebound of the game, driving baseline. McDowell, they swing it around. Over on the left side, Hepfer puts it on the floor, spinning inside, double team comes, his fadeaway shot way short, rebound underneath, did not block out, Singleton got loose, it went off Dalton Davis, they keep it.
Well, that's too bad, cannot give them
on
those
an air
second
ball.
Chances. Yeah, I think Hefner tried to do too much there.
Yep.
You know, he's a nice player, but if he thinks he's going to take Victor Davis to the hole every time down, that ain't going to happen.
He gets the inbounds pass, hands it off to Demetrion Singleton. Singleton off the screen, they're going to call the foul on UT. They screened for Lowry up top, and Hepfer did something illegal on that. It's called moving. He picked up his first foul.
You can tell Mark Polite and Mike Reynolds are coaching these teams because they're very physical. And they're getting after it out there. UT always is physical, no matter who their coach is. That's just a kind of a school trait.
Up top, Victor Davis, left wing with it. Goes to Dalton Davis. To McElmurray. Wide open three, right of the circle. It's no good. Rebound high to get it. Singleton. Demetrion Singleton, third rebound of the game. They lead it 35-33. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Up top with it. Singleton puts it on the floor. Free throw line jumper. Not his shot. He's not there. Hepfer, though, gets the rebound. Stripped away, though. Good job by McElmurray to take the basketball away. As he pulled out the offensive rebound. He is just plucking them right and left on the offensive glass. They've got about 13 now. Driving down the lane. Brandon Thompson shot. No, but a foul. And they are going to get the block on Hepfer. That's the good news. Brandon's going to make one of those at some point. It can't last.
Yeah, Steve Cheeseman told us at halftime, we got to value the possession, slow down. And that time we did exactly that. You know, not only does that get us a better shot, but it gets us a little more time to rest out there. And it's good to know that you and I weren't seeing things in that first half. Mike, Steve said, yeah, this team was just gassed trying to get into the locker room.
So tired. First free throw, good. You know, he's been huge in third quarters this season, and maybe this will be the case. Demetrius Singleton back in. And thank goodness they take Hepfer out. I think they really go down a notch. And I know you got to rest guys on occasion, but when he goes out of the game, we'll see. Brandon Thompson can tie it here at 35 with 5:44 to go, and they do a great job moving guys in and out. They're very athletic. As Overton comes in, McDowell goes out, and Brandon Thompson a chance to pick up his fourth point in the quarter, seventh in the game. Free throw is on the way. He's tied it at 35. So we'll see if he has the big third quarter, as he's known to do, and if Galesburg can make some ground and get this lead back on UT with Hepfer out of the game. Out on the left side, Overton, top of the key. Not taking Lowry out. Nope, it's Tavian Johnson. Lowry now. Tavian Johnson, top of the key. Long jumper from 17. That's not his shot. Rebound taken out by Brandon Thompson. We'll give him that all day long. Same guy that took one from the free throw line earlier, hutched it up there and got the offensive rebound. Chad Thompson, three on the right side over Singleton. No good. It's long. Ball tipped around out of bounds to United Township.
A little flat off of Chad's hands.
Yeah, it was.
He's got a little more of a rainbow than that.
And it was fairly well contested. Singleton was flying at him. 35 all, 5:08 to go, third quarter. Good battle between UT and Galesburg on a Friday night at Thiel Gym. Western Big Six, that's what it's all about right here. You got to get these wins. Tavian Johnson up top, off the screen, faking right, steps back, shoots a 2 foot on the line, no good. Rebound tipped around, where's the over the back there as Lowry went over McElmurray's back, no foul call. Lowry gets his fifth rebound of the game. Baseline, Singleton. Back around right. Lowry, free throw line, dumps it to right. Look out, he can shoot the three. Prove that in the first half. Out on the right wing now. They go to Overton. Bounce pass in the post. Singleton fakes, goes toward the basket. Shot no, but a foul on Victor Davis, and everybody goes tumbling. Put him at the line, though, because I'll tell you what, he's about a 30% free throw shooter. That's okay. Victor's second foul.
Singleton picks himself up off the floor, and he just abused Chad Thompson down there that time using his superior strength. And I was looking at the Singletons, and especially Demetrius up there now. When they were sophomores, they were good leapers, but they were string beans. But
boy, not anymore.
Especially Demetrius. Yeah, he's put on some bulk. He is a strong kid now.
0 for 1. They were a combined 1 for 9 against Solomon. He and his brother, Demetrion. Missed the first free throw. Second free throw is on the way. He missed that one, too. So I said, put him at the line all day. Dalton Davis, the rebound. Here he comes in the front court. Left wing to Brandon Thompson, 35-35. 4:25 to go third quarter. Tie game here at Thiel Gym. Up top with it, Dalton Davis working against Overton. Bounces over to the left wing. Off the screen, top of the key, and a whistle underneath. And we're going to get what? A foul on the Streaks. On McElmurray, I believe. Bad screen, his second foul. Another empty possession.
Well, these officials from the get-go tonight said we're calling a close game, and they have not relented at all.
Nope, they're consistent, if nothing else. They're not great, that's for sure. Left wing is now dribbling top of the key. Down the lane, Lowry, shot good. That was too easy. Shaq Lowry with 11, he made that look simple. 37-35 UT. As they get the lead back, and Lowry now with 11 points in the game. Dalton Davis, they jump out with Singleton. Davis on the left side to Brandon Thompson, to Victor Davis. Got to get him some touches in the post. Trying to move him around a little bit off the screen. McElmurray over to BT. Three on the left side, way short with it. Chad Thompson put back. He just missed the easiest shot inside. Tipped around by Davis. He cannot miss those. Victor Davis, his was much harder. Chad Thompson was right in front of the basket. Three up top. In and out it goes for Overton. Tipped around, and we're going to get Brandon Thompson on a foul as going up unblocked was Tavian Johnson. Just one after another, they kill you on the glass.
Well, the Silver Streaks didn't look like they came out a whole lot more rested in the third quarter, even after a long halftime. This is a tired bunch, and we've still got a quarter and a half to go.
They'll get beat by 10 at this rate.
Somehow they will have to muster some energy and some enthusiasm here because they're dragging.
Free throw on the way by Johnson is good.
Well, on both teams, I mean, United Township hasn't got the freshest legs, but they're deeper right now. These teams combined for 34 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Looked like we're going to have a big night of offense. And now points have been very hard to come by here in this third quarter.
Splits the two free throws. Finally, they get a whistle as Victor Davis was surrounded as he grabbed the rebound. And they'll pick up a foul. He's got 7 boards on the night, but he's not getting much help. Tavian Johnson picks up the foul, his third of the game. So the foul situation, 4 on UT. They lead by 3, 38-35, 3:24 to go. In the third quarter, Pavlone is back in. Out goes Tavian Johnson. 3 team fouls for the Streaks, and it's getting harder and harder for them to get baskets. And Dalton Davis will bring it up against Overton. Cross half court, he comes with the right-hand dribble. Man-to-man, UT defense. Right wing, picks up the dribble up top. McElmurray, he sees a hold of the basket. To the goal he goes. Shot no good. Underneath, though. Put back. No good by Brandon Thompson. Another gimme they miss. And the rebound underneath to Pavlonis. That's been 5 at least. Singleton hit the top of the backboard with a shot. No good. Victor Davis the rebound.
Oh,
and a whistle.
Out
of bounds to the street. I don't know how you do that.
I thought Singleton's free throws were bad, but he was just 5 feet from the basket and shot it at an angle onto the side of the backboard. That was terrible.
I don't know how Brandon Thompson or Chad earlier, and I know Mike Reynolds what he's thinking. He's down at the end of the bench. What do you do? I mean, these are shots you must make. They are up close, nobody in your face. Fortunately, they come up empty, and Galesburg with the ball down just 3, 2:47 to go third quarter. Trying to scrap and claw here. Into Victor Davis, working inside through traffic. Tough running shot, one-hander, no good. They had a man in his face. Overton, the rebound for UT. A chance to go up 5. Pavlonis underneath, shot, no. And he's fouled.
Chad Thompson?
If so, that's number 3. Yep. And they can add to the lead. It's 3, and they can make it the biggest lead of the game right now, as Galesburg just flat as can be right now.
Well, and they continue to kill us on the boards, and it's
murdering us.
And it is frustrating because we're giving away as Pavlonis' first free throw is good. You know, here's Pavlonis at 6'4". Both the Singleton kids, good leapers at 6'5". Tavian Johnson comes off the bench at 6'5". The Hefner kid's 6'5". I mean, they're not giants, but they're just big across the board, and they just keep us off the glass.
Second free throw, no good. Victor Davis, the only streak with any sizable rebounds. He's got 9. And that's their biggest lead of the game. It's only 4, but it seems like 10. 39-35. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Victor Davis, right wing to Brandon Thompson. Down low to Chad, who struggled inside the line. Brandon Thompson, right wing, guarded by Hepfer, a much slower guy. To McElmurray, dribbles top of the key, right wing. Chad Thompson, 3 over Pavlonis. Good, needed that in the worst way. Chad Thompson gets his team within 1 at 39-38, and a timeout on the floor. We will take it as well. 2:07 to go, third quarter. United Township, 39, Galesburg, 38. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Attorney Pam Wilcox of Robertson Wilcox and Statham.
So many things happen to people that sometimes are beyond their control. They aren't, quote, bad people. They get into circumstances that all of a sudden there's no way out. I represent people not just from Knox County, but from 7 or 8 counties. And most of the time, the folks I see struggle for years before they make the decision to try to file bankruptcy to get out of their circumstances.
Robertson Wilcox and Statham, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
15 days of love, over $5,000 in prizes. Now that's a giveaway with heart. I'm Kim Commando. Enter my 15 days of love giveaway at WGIL.com.
39-38 lead on a big three by Chad Thompson, his second triple of the game. And full court Galesburg, man-to-man defense as they get it into McDowell. Here comes the trap by Chad Thompson and Brandon Thompson. Ball loose. UT picks it up. Pavlonis skips it across. Faking is Lowry inside. Beautiful feed to Hepfer's, wide open. That was a pretty pass. 41-38. UT broke it. Textbook. Bringing it across is Dalton Davis. Both teams with 4 fouls as we get toward 1:40 to go third quarter. 3-point UT lead. Lob inside Victor. Got the smaller man on him to the basket. Good, and a foul. That was a fantastic recognition by Dalton Davis. Victor knew the smaller man was on him. He punished him. 3-point play.
Yeah, both teams came out of the huddle knowing exactly what they wanted to do on their possessions, and each got the desired result. Dalton Davis has got to be exhausted. He's bringing the ball up the court all by himself yep. every time, and they are just dogging him. He can't have anything left to play offense with.
Victor completes the 3-point play, and we're tied at 41 at the 1:36 mark of the third quarter. Victor with 19. Some trouble getting it up court. Overton picked, or rather McDowell to Hepfer, who is wide open, and a touch foul on Dalton Davis. My goodness. Wow. They're going to give it right back. 43-41 UT, a chance to go back up 3.
Twice in a row, leaving wow. Hefner wide open in the middle of the lane. And what can Dalton do but foul him? There's no way he can stop that kid on the way to the basket.
He's got 6 in the quarter, 13 in the game, going for 14. High arching free throw, good. He's been a wrecking machine in this quarter. Back to a 3-point lead, 44-41. Here comes the full court pressure. They get it into McElmurray, a minute 27 to go. You get 3, you give it right back on that play. And it was just a touch foul. One of those where you just let him go. McElmurray picks up his dribble toward the Galesburg bench, lobs up top, loose ball, and they steal it away. To the basket, shot good by Lowry, and another foul. Look out.
I think they're just going to call, are they just going to call a goaltend here?
I hope that's all it is instead of a foul, because the basket's good either way. If they count the basket.
It's a goaltend.
Okay, Lowry now with 13 in the game off the Galesburg turnover. And they are putting together yet another run, 46-41, their biggest lead of the game.
And here's why Dalton Davis has been handling the ball. Last time he didn't, and McElmurray, normally pretty good ball handler, but against this pressure, bad decision. He picked up the ball in the corner.
Yep.
Then he was toast, and he had to throw it away.
Down low, Victor finds Brandon Thompson, who finds Dalton Davis. Beautiful feed from the Thompsons to Dalton Davis. First field goal for Davis. He's got 7 in the game, 46-43. Overton with it. Now on the left wing. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Galesburg hanging tough. 45 seconds to go. Overton running shot down the lane. No good. Victor Davis, rebound number 10. He is fighting and clawing. Brandon Thompson now. Bounce to Davis to the basket. What a catch! What a catch he made! He never had control of that ball, and he laid it in.
Incredible mid-air adjustment by Victor that time. The hang time, he finally gathered it and put it up off the glass. Big plays. The streaks are hanging in here. Still down just one.
46-45. 18 seconds to go. Third quarter. Turned into just a knockdown, drag-em-out fight game. Kind of expected that. Up top, Lowry. Trying to get a screen from Hepfer. They jump out on him. 6 seconds now. Here's the trap. Dumped it over to Hepfer. And a foul. And that's an awful call. Chad Thompson was just in the spot trying to get in the way. And he picks up a terrible, terrible call. Foul on Thompson, his fourth. That's unfortunate. The good news, they don't shoot on that. But you need Chad Thompson in this game.
Streaks did a nice job of not letting Shaq Lowry take the final shot. They jumped out on him, double team when they could, and forced him to give the ball up because you know he wants it.
Here we go. 3 seconds. Two. McDowell, top of the key. Long three. No good. It hung up in the air for a while, and it's going to be a down-to-the-finish type game as Galesburg outscores UT 14-13 in the third. UT 46. Galesburg 45. Fourth quarter coming up. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Galesburg basketball to begin the fourth quarter, trailing just 46-45 after three. And they battled in that quarter, outscored UT 14-13. Dalton Davis with it now, top of the key. Chad Thompson not on the floor, though, as he's got four fouls. Dribbles toward the baseline, does Davis, Dalton Davis to Brandon Thompson. Thompson now trying to get around. If they can get UT in the bonus, they'll be in good shape. They need one more foul to give. Dribbling left side. Nice feed down low. Carson's got to be ready for that ball from McElmurray. Another empty possession. That's Carson. All on him. Got to catch the ball and shoot.
Silver Streaks through three quarters shooting 48%. They hit their last four from the field in that third quarter to pull within a point. UTHS at 33%. So Panthers holding a slim lead despite getting outshot, but they've had the better of it at the free throw line and certainly on the rebounding. 29-19 rebound for the Panthers. Their edge on the boards.
Right with it. Now over to Shaq Lowry. Left baseline to McDowell. Back to Lowry. Top of the key. Gives to McDowell. McDowell. Knifes through the top of the lane. Down low. Give and go to Hepfer.
Nice
good strip by Brandon Thompson as they stole it away. Good defense. Back the other way. McElmurray, right wing. To Brandon Thompson. Boy, they're looking for Victor. There he is. Hepfer on his hip. Turns and faces on the right side. Now he's going to try and back him in. Kicks the ball out on the left baseline to Dalton Davis. Dalton drives the baseline to the bucket. Missed the shot. Ball tipped around. It's one and done. They are making sure it's one and done. Lowry with six rebounds to go with 13 points. Long three right on the right side's good. They made him pay. Wright with 11, his third three of the game, 49-45.
He's just killing us off the bench.
Their bench has outscored Galesburg's bench now 13, make it 14-2. Right side, Victor, fadeaway, tough shot. That's not a good one. No good. Brandon Thompson, somehow a rebound putback. That was all Will on Brandon Thompson's part, and they needed that, 49-47.
And we love to see Brandon have a big fourth quarter. He's due for a run of points here in one of these conference games.
He has 9 points in this game. He had three at the half. UT's basketball up top. You got McDowell pulling up for a tough one. An air ball underneath. Nobody blocked out, but lucky enough, it went off nobody. And so UT loses the ball. Galesburg gets it back. In Tavian Johnson. And coming in as well is Overton. Out goes Pavlonis and McDowell.
You hate to sit out after an air ball.
Oh, yeah. You'll think about that one for a long time.
Yeah, your last effort caught no iron.
My last shot in high school was an air ball. It's never, ever, ever left my mind.
And a lot in between, I hear.
Oh, there's no doubt. Driving baseline is Brandon Thompson left side to Dalton Davis on the left wing. Fake the three, but instead they're going to reset. Chance to tie. Down the lane. Nice feed to Carson. Again, he can't hang on. Cannot hang on to the ball, and you've got to do it. And Mike Reynolds got to make a move.
Yeah, and
he's furious, and I don't blame him.
Dalton's alone in the middle of the lane. You know, he just about got to take that shot.
Got to catch the ball. Now Ricketts in the game. At some point, he's going to say, all right, we're going to roll the dice, put Chant Thompson back in, and see what we can do with four fouls, but that's two balls Carson's got to catch. 49-47 UT. With the ball, Hepfer, top of the key. You hope they can't score on this. You don't want to let that cost you 2 points. Into Hepfer, Ricketts. Now the double team comes. Brandon Thompson tied him up. Good D. They'll keep the basketball. But Brandon Thompson, a pest on defense in this quarter.
Especially for Hepfer. Every time he gets the ball, Brandon's over there. He stole it once, tied him up there, nearly stole it one other time. And so no doubt that's what Thompson's assignment is right now, is to try and frustrate Hepfer inside.
Lowry gets it up top to Overton, guarded by Brandon Thompson. Tavian Johnson with it now. Up top, Lowry fakes the three, goes on the right wing to Overton. Falls toward the right elbow. Picks it up, three by Lowry. Line drive left side, no good. They don't block out again. Offensive rebound, Johnson, but did he touch it? He sure did. Off of Johnson, and they must have 20 offensive rebounds in this game. It's getting close. And Galesburg still within two at 5:15 to go. They can somehow pull this thing out.
Well, they've got themselves in position.
Oh, absolutely.
Through all their tiredness and the frustration of these middle quarters, still, we're just getting, if we can get hot on a couple of threes, we're right there.
Oh, ill-advised pass from Dalton Davis inside to Victor Davis. And that's three straight possessions of nothing. Another turnover. It just gets grim more and more every time you do that.
Well, and as so often happens in the Western Big Six, too, we've got to credit the other team's defense. This conference plays defense. Nothing comes easy.
You're right. Timeout, 30-second break. Mark Polite wants to talk about it. 49-47. Galesburg has not scored quite some time. 4:54 to go in the fourth quarter. A lot of turnovers here on the last three, four possessions. Bounce passes inside that people can't hang on. Two by Carson, one down low there, and boy, you got to get buckets when you're going down, and it's not happening right now, but just one field goal for UT, a three by Mitch Wright in the quarter, and a two by Brandon Thompson, so they're not taking advantage exactly either.
No, they've had opportunities to stretch the lead through these middle quarters, too, when the Silver Streaks have been tired and frustrated at times, one thing, we haven't let them stand there and shoot free throws this whole half, but we're in a situation. Both teams have been tinkering on this free throw thing for a while, but
sure
haven't quite got there. One team's going to get the bonus here pretty soon, which may not be an advantage to them because we've seen both teams shoot pretty poorly from the line at times tonight.
UT especially, 15 out of 23. On the right wing, Wright. Gets it out to Lowry, top of the key. Overton maybe got away with a little step there. No whistle out of the stripes. Top of the key with it. Lowry, a lot of dribbling inside. Hepfer, they come to double-team him. You're going to have to pick your poison. His right could be open for a long one, and he's hit three tonight. He has it now on the right wing. Top of the key. Long three by Lowry on the way. He missed that one. And the rebound. Got to call a foul as Dalton Davis just got mugged from behind. Here's a three by Wright. Whoa, he missed that one. Ball trickling out of bounds. Johnson tries to save. He throws it to Dalton Davis. My goodness. So back the other way, the streaks. Victor Davis inside to Ricketts. He gets fouled going to the basket. Let's see if Pudge can knock down two free throws. Just 4 of 12 on the season. These are big.
Fast.
Tough position to be in, but you got to do it.
Fast break with Pudge filling the lane.
Yeah,
you don't
beautiful.
See that very often, and he got fouled going up. Dalton Davis, a warrior on the other end. He was the one that got fouled the first time with no call. Then he finally got that second rebound after it was a long carom.
Ricketts free throw, no good. Now 4 of 14 on the season. Overton picked up his fourth foul. And both teams shoot the rest of the way. 4-11 to play. Ricketts' second free throw, not close. And the rebound to Overton. So another missed opportunity for the Streaks. That's five in a row. As UT now has the basketball. Chance to go up by more than two. They own a two-point lead. Knifing down the lane. Shaq Lowry good. That gets him some space. Lowry with 15, 51-47 UT. Galesburg just one field goal in this quarter. And 3:45 to go. 51-47, Panthers the lead. Up top, Brandon Thompson. He's going to the basket and a foul on the floor, which will put him on the line for a 1-1. Shaq Lowry got him as he put it on the floor. Lowry's second. Thompson to the free throw line where he's 3 out of 4.
As we're coming up that time, I'm thinking, let's get Brandon free three. And that's exactly, they're running him up high. And that was the original look when his man followed him out there. Brandon, seeing the right side of the lane open, went ahead and took it to the basket. But with Chad Thompson on the bench, Brandon's
he's
our go-to guy.
They just gambled. He said, all right, 3:40 to go. Chad's in the game. Brandon missed the free throws. My goodness.
That doesn't happen, does it?
No. Except for his 7th rebound of the game. Now right inside, tried to get a throw pass, and there he threw it away, and we just gave it right back. Brandon Thompson, or Chad Thompson, just threw it away, and they just traveled again. Who wants the basketball?
Okay.
2-4-point lead for UT, 3:29 to go, and neither team doing anything right now. Boy, that was ugly.
Their turnover, our turnover, their turnover.
Mm.
Hopefully, we're not next.
51-47. Shooting the rest of the way, 3:23 and counting in the game, UT the lead. Dalton Davis tries to work through a screen, fades on the baseline, jumper on the way from 12, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around, Pamelonis fights everybody for the basketball. Here they come, 3-on-3, down the lane, Lowry, hands to Hepfer, he got around 2 guys and a foul. Unbelievable. That might be the dagger when it's all said and done.
Well, still 3:08 to go, but that's a 6-point, maybe a 7-point lead coming. And we're going to have to hit some shots and seal better on defense down low. They have executed just a little bit better than we have here, and that's the difference of the game.
And make it a 7-point UT lead. Hepfer's free throw is good.
Hepfer didn't hurt as much in the first half, but this is the guy we saw in our first meeting this year in the second half. He's been a problem.
7-point UT lead. 3 minutes to go in the game. They have taken over at this point. Too many empty possessions have cost Galesburg. Dalton Davis sends it over to McElmurray down the lane. Feeds to Dalton Davis. Shot good with the left hand. And what? An offensive foul or what?
No, he's going the line.
Oh, they pointed the other way. I thought, you got to be kidding me. That kid worked so hard for that basket. So he'll get an opportunity. 54-49.
What a big play to potentially counter the three-point play on the other end by Hefner to keep Galesburg in this ball game. If he can make this free throw, just a 4-point deficit with 2:52 to play.
My goodness, Overton just fouled out. So Dalton Davis shot a bunch of free throws in the first quarter, 8 of them. He made 5. He's going for number 9 here. He missed it. Victor Davis still working hard over Hefner. Shot good and a foul. That'll work. 54-51, 4 straight Galesburg points, and Davis to the line where he has been perfect. Hepfer picked it up, his 3rd.
Nothing like a potential 5-point trip
Holy
down the
cow.
Court.
Talk about just what the doctor ordered.
And you don't see many guys get that rebound off the 2 spot anymore because it's the 3 spot now since they've eliminated the guy down low on the blocks.
He missed a free throw. My goodness. Hepfer, another rebound. A 3-point UT lead. 2:45 to go in the game. Lowry dances through, gets to the basket. That was just unreal. He just burnt somebody something serious. 56-51. He gives him back a 5-point lead. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. McElmurray up top. Tries to get through some trouble. Dumps it off to Brandon Thompson. He penetrates left side. Nothing there. Victor Davis, top of the key. Down to Brandon Thompson, left baseline. Off the ball, trying to get someone open. Brandon to the basket. Nice feed to Carson. Shot good and a foul. How many 3-point play opportunities are we going to get? You got to make something. 56-53. What a pass.
Excellent creation by Brandon Thompson. There was nothing happening on our offensive set that time. He got a step, went baseline, kicked it down across the baseline to Carson cutting in. And so we'll see what happens here. The streak's hanging in there, still down 3.
2 3-point plays before this missed, and make it 3. He missed the free throw.
Well, we can't even be 50% from the line.
It's getting bad. Every chance in the world, 56-53, UT with the ball, 2:08 to go in the lead. Right wing with it. Right. Fires up top Pamelonis. Left wing to Lowry, who's kind of taken over this game in the fourth quarter. Down the lane. Shot up. No. Hepfer, the offensive board. Put back. Yes. Foul. It's going to be the end of Galesburg. That nightmares of Nick Hepfer going up for 3-point plays and offensive rebounds. Until Galesburg learns how to block out, forget it. You will not move past a regional. Just won't happen.
And we are fortunate that Lowry missed the shot. And then you're thinking, all right, let's get it and go. And then there's Hefner again.
All night long. 58-53, a minute 57 to go. Hefner's free throw on the way, good. He has been murdered. 59-53. UT the lead, 1:57 to go. Bringing it up is Dalton Davis. Bounces to Victor. Down the lane, running shot. He's fouled. He'll shoot two shots. 1:51 to go. 6-point UT lead.
Well, another problem is, yeah, they're going to lose Lowry and the Singletons, but everybody else's name that you've heard that's been hurting us here tonight is coming back. And Johnson, Jansen, McDowell, and Overton are all just sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
They got four guys playing regularly on this team, sophomores at the varsity level.
Victor Davis made the free throw. Galesburg was 0-5 at the free throw line in the fourth quarter before that make. That just tells you what kind of quarter it's been. The opportunities that have been there, they just couldn't cash in. Second free throw by Victor Davis. Good. Victor has 25 points in the game, but he can't do it all himself. 59-55. Streaks take a full timeout. We'll take it as well. 1:51 to go. UT 59. Galesburg 55. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it. Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Bree loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
This is Brian Barnhart, the voice of the Illini. Next up for the Illini in the Big Ten, it's Illinois and Ohio State. We'll bring you all the action starting at 11:30 Sunday morning on WGIL.
Back at Thiel Gymnasium, Galesburg trailing UT 59-55, 1:51 to go. And you look at that free throw column, pretty darn good after three quarters. Galesburg was 11 of 15, 2 of 8 in the fourth quarter. Three of those were misses off of potential three-point play conversions. UT on the other end, 2 for 2 in the quarter, and doing what they need to do. So Galesburg must try to force some turnovers, and right now Lowry dribbled right through everybody in the front court, and they're going to try and play a little keep away with a 4-point lead. With it, McDowell up top, almost threw it away. Thought Dalton Davis might get the steal. Back to Lowry, 1:35 and counting, and every second valuable. Splitting the two men, Lowry. Mike Reynolds' hand on his head, because Lowry's just dribbling in circles around people. Hands it off. Gets it back from right. He's bumped by Victor Davis. And 1-1. Nope, make it two shots in the double bonus. Victor's fourth.
You notice Mark Polite has had both of the singletons sitting in that chair
absolutely.
The last 3 or 4 minutes because they cannot shoot free throws, and he's not going to have them in there carving it up at the free throw line. This guy can. Lowry at the line
with absolutely.
A double bonus.
Lowry with 17 points in the game. Going for number 18, has it. Hefner has 20. That's how much he's killed Galesburg in this game. Lowry, dead even, dead perfect to the line. 5 of 5, 60 to 55. They've lost one game, and they've scored 60 or more. And there's the magic number, 61-55. He made them both.
A couple of threes were right there. Easier said than done.
Dalton Davis trying to find a lane to the basket. Backs his way in. Shot. Sticks up there. No good. He'll shoot two free throws. He is 5 of 9 from the line. Yeah. McDowell picks up his fourth foul.
Panthers defense has been good enough that we have not had many clean looks from three-point land, especially this second half.
No. One made, and it was Chad Thompson in the third quarter. 1:17 to go. 6-point UT lead. Dalton Davis of the line. First free throw is good.
And part of the reason we fare so much better against non-conference teams is those games, so many times the defense, especially the perimeter defense in the other leagues, is not this good. And
right.
You can get a lot of clean looks. And, you know, Brandon, Dalton, Chad just carve them up, but can't do it here.
Another miss from the line. Hefner gets his 11th rebound of the game. He's had a monster night. 20 points, 11 rebounds. Up top with it. Lowry again dribbling through traffic, trying to play keep away. They'll trap him. Ball's popped loose, and a foul.
Not the guy we want to foul.
Or a timeout. Nope. 30-second timeout.
Okay.
UT. 1:05 to play. 61-56. Panthers the lead. And a chance to send Galesburg to a 2-6 record in the Big Six. And guarantee they could do at least no better than they did last year at 4-6 in the league. They'd have to win their last two to even get that. So that part's been very disappointing. Yes, the league is up this year, but good teams find ways in these certain little possessions that we've seen throughout, whether it be missed free throws, opportunities underneath the basket, close shots in underneath the basket. It all is very difficult. UT's a good basketball team. But if you want to be better, you got to convert. Mitch Wright to take it out of bounds at midcourt. He gets it in the backcourt to Lowry, guarded by McElmurray. Stutter step inside the lane. Out he goes. 58 seconds to go. And really, Galesburg has no... Oh, he got called for a carry. Oh, my. I was going to say, that's the only way you're going to get bailed out. And they just did right there on a carry. I don't think I've ever seen that on the end of the game.
Lowry is so quick. That we've talked about McElmurray and his quickness all year. He's a step behind Lowry everywhere he goes.
Victor Davis can't get a three off. Here's Chad Thompson, three left side. It's no good. Rebound, chasing it down. Dalton Davis off the floor. Can they get another long one off? Victor Davis chases it down to McElmurray up top. 43 seconds to go. Timeout, Mike Reynolds says, let's talk. 61-56, so a two-possession game with 41 seconds to play. Mike Reynolds wants a full timeout. I don't want to miss anything, so we'll hang on to it here. Galesburg needing... at least one three. Yeah. You don't have to get a three right now, but you got to at least get it where you make a shot and get your press set up. And that's how you can start forcing turnovers.
Yeah, you'd love to see the three here because then all of a sudden you're talking a two-point game. Then if you foul somebody other than Lowry, hopefully, put a little pressure on him, then you're right there. Some possibilities. But this possession, we cannot come up empty. We've got to get at least two. We'd love to see 3 points.
Get you within one possession, and then, you know, you still got some time to work with. But a bucket allows you to press. Our bucket takes it out in the front court. McElmurray to Davis, puts it on the floor. He's going to the basket, past Hepfer. He's fouled. He'll shoot two, and that only took 3 seconds. Mike Reynolds wants the basket. He thought there was a goaltend on that. Chad Thompson also putting the finger down. They're not going to get it.
He's the only one that thought it was a basket.
Hepner picked up his fourth foul. Victor Davis to the free throw line. So he may get two out of this. After all, he's got 25 points, 10 rebounds. So the two big kids have had outstanding games. Victor going for point number 26. All important. He missed it. Ugh. Galesburg in this quarter, 3 of 11 from the line.
So Jermaine Carson in for defense. They'll rotate Chad Thompson back in. We'll get the ball back.
Second free throw, Victor Davis, good. 4 of 12 from the line in the quarter. 61-57. Really wanted more than that. Quickly a foul. And Lowry is the guy who's going to go to the line, and he has been perfect tonight. 6 out of 6, he'll shoot 2. And the clock down to 35 seconds. 4-point UT lead. McElmurray picked it up. Third on him.
Yeah, Lowry, very rare among high school players, just has so much confidence, and he wants the ball in situations like this. And that's who UT wants to have the ball. I mean, a guy with that much confidence and a pretty good free throw shooter.
He banged that one home.
Tried to talk him up, thought he might miss, but didn't help.
He and Hepfer both have 20 in the ballgame. 62-57, Mitch Wright, 11 off the bench. That's pretty powerful threesome right there. Guy who can drive, guy who can bang in, another one who can hit threes. Second by Lowry, good. They've done everything right in the last quarter. 63-57, UT back to a two-possession game. 34 seconds, Dalton Davis going to the basket. Missed the layup. Nope, he got it to go down with the left hand, Dalton. 12 points in the game, 63-59. Silver Streaks take a timeout. Mike Reynolds will think about what to call up here with 30 seconds to go in the game. So only 11 seconds changes off the clock, but you're really in the same position you were at before, a 4-point game. You get a chance to press. You still got a chance, and it's not over yet.
Well, and above everything, what you would love to do is deny Shaq Lowry right. the inbound, keep the ball out of his hands. But he's so quick, even if you put two guys on him, it's tough for him to not get open. Streaks may gamble and do that, which will leave them vulnerable deep. But I think at this point, they can't just keep this scenario of letting Lowry get the ball and fouling him and sending him to the line for a double bonus the rest of the way. Or all we'll do is have three or four possessions where they add 6 or 8 points because he's just too good.
63-59, Victor Davis, the game's leading scorer, with 26. Lowry has 21. Hepfer has 20. Dalton Davis, a dozen, four of his streaks. Second on Galesburg in terms of the scoring column. Brandon Thompson with 9. Full length of the court to go. Hepfer running the baseline. He gets it in to McDowell, who is fouled immediately. That didn't take much time as he got across half court. 29 seconds on the clock. Brandon Thompson, just his third foul, so still more to give. And to the line, someone different at least this time.
Yep.
DJ McDowell, who's not attempted a free throw, so you like to at least take your chances with someone else.
Galesburg did what it had to do. McDowell makes the free throw, but they did double-team Lowry to deny him the ball on the inbound.
64-59, UT. 29 seconds to go. They'll send three, make it, count Lowry at four back. Everybody out of the lane. Second free throw missed. McElmurray the rebound. And Galesburg will quickly try to score, faking, shooting a three. Brandon Thompson on the left side. That would have been just big if it had gone down. Just missed it. Havalone is the rebound, and this is just about all she wrote. Oh, a travel. They give us one more life. Just a silly turnover on UT. Travel down the baseline. So Galesburg not dead yet.
Well, that shot by Thompson, just
that
a
just
hair
missed.
Off.
Just missed. McElmurray, the trigger man. He gets it into Chad Thompson to the basket. Missed the shot. Boy, it would have been a big three-point play, but a lot of woulda. And so forth in this game. Chad will shoot two free throws. He's very good. 75% from the line. Has 6 points in the game.
And we're just not, for the most part, not strong enough to finish those plays when we get fouled going up. Then we take our chances at the line.
The 6'6 junior left-hander fires away good. Chad with 7 in the game. 64-60. Get another one here. One possession game. You never know. Stranger things have happened. Chad Thompson, one more free throw. He's got to hold up his end, though, and make this. Bends his knees, fires away. He did not make it. Hepfer got the rebound. He is fouled, so with 15 seconds to go, still a two-possession game, and Hepfer can add to a four-point lead for UT. Jermaine Carson just fouled out of the game, so he leaves with 5 points.
Long, long night of basketball.
Sure
sophomore
is.
Game.
Woo. That was a great game.
It was. They came back and won that thing after being down 18. And just a slow game all the way through, though, in this varsity contest. They've been whistling fouls from the get-go in this. And the second half, especially the fourth quarter, just had no flow at all. But it's the way UT likes it.
Free throw good by Hepfer. He is lit at the line in this game.
And now the Streaks don't get that Saturday chance to redeem themselves. They got to have another week of practice, miss free throw, and then be at Alleman next week.
McElmurray the rebound off the miss. 11 seconds, 10 seconds. He has some trouble with the ball, loses it up top. Jump ball, it'll stay with Galesburg, but all that time's gone. 7 seconds to play and a 65-60 lead. Now, we talked about in the pregame the importance of the game because of no Saturday. And well, chances galore, no doubt about it. I won't sit there and say UT's so much better than Galesburg. Galesburg had a lot of chances, just didn't take care of business. Got to go back out and get them. Thankfully, you play some more. It's not the regional yet. There's still time. Regional, you're done. Ball inbounded up top to Brandon Thompson. Wild three, top of the key, no good. Tipped around, Hepfer gets yet another rebound. He'll finish the night with 14 rebounds as UT wins the ballgame 65-60. Stay tuned for the postgame show. It's coming up next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but eight convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
McDonald's new Bacon and Cheese Angus Third Pounder. Until this moment, 10 million taste buds seemed redundant. Now, you fear there may not be enough. The thick 100% Angus beef alone will require 7 million. A million for each strip of crispy bacon, another million for the cheese, a half a million for the crinkle-cut bacon. Hold the phone. Is that another strip of bacon? Angus Axiom No. 72. A bigger bang for your bite. At participating McDonald's.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg. By Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Sandy Hilliard, Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together we will go far, member SIPC. Tonight, cloudy skies, low around 17. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 30. Tomorrow night, cloudy, 50% chance of snow, low of 16. Sunday, cloudy, 50% chance of snow, high of 25, low of 12. And President's Day, partly sunny, scattered flurries, high of 25, low of 12. Currently, it is 24. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show, brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back into the game.
UT wins at Thiel Gymnasium tonight. Final score 65-60. The Panthers trail Galesburg 19-15 after one, and really Galesburg fatigue sets in the game, and you look at that, and probably it correlates to really a poor free throw shooting night. Galesburg 5 of 14 from the line in the fourth quarter. They shoot 16 out of 29 in the game. UT 23 out of 33. They're 8 of 10 in the fourth quarter. Something simple like that Again, it boils down to there's only so much a group of five guys who get most of your minutes can do. And they gave it all they had. Just not able to execute as much as possible and lose the game 65-60. Great start. 19-15 lead in the first quarter. East Moline outscores Galesburg 18-12 in the second. They go on an 11-2 run to end the first half with a two-point lead. They outscore Galesburg outscores UT in the third, so they're still right there, down one, 46-45. UT outscores them 19-15 in the fourth to take the five-point win. The postgame brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. And the postgame stats, we'll look at those. Amy Howard, Shelter Insurance Agent, the sponsor for Auto, Life, and Home.
A rare night where you shoot 50% from the field and still lose. Silver Streaks go 21 of 42 for that 50% figure, while their opponent, UTHS, just 37%, 18 out of 49. But big rebounding edge for the Panthers, 42 to 24 on the glass, almost a 2-1 edge by the time this thing was done on the boards. And the turnover count, 16 for UT. They got a little sloppy toward the end, but we couldn't make them pay for some of those turnovers, while the Silver Streaks had 14 on the night. So United Township just a little too big, a little too athletic, a little too savvy down the stretch of the free throw line. And again, it's a broken record, but I've got to keep saying it. It's not as much a case of our starting five, because by and large they do some good things, but they can't play the whole game.
No.
And we just get nothing off the bench as far as point potential and even ball handling. There are just we have some very situational players off the bench that can't do it all, and one has trouble ball handling, another one not very quick, and on, and so it really ties the hands of Coach Mike Reynolds. And we said this coming into the season.
Oh yeah,
we said okay, the starting five looks pretty solid. Who's coming off the bench? And for the most part, that's never really been answered in this season. And the other teams bring real solid athletes off the bench. Guys, this right kid for UT,
he was
the difference in the game. If he doesn't come in and launch, three three-pointers at key times, I'm not sure they overcome us. But those three-pointers loosened everything up for them and got them rolling.
You're exactly right. 14-4. They outscore Galesburg, and they're running 10 guys in and out. They're starters. Then they bring in David Overton, who had major minutes. Demetrius Singleton got some time off the bench. Tavian Johnson, Nick Jansen a few minutes, and Mitch Wright. So eight are in their regular rotation. Galesburg brings in Garrett Williams for about a minute in the first half to remain Carson as much as they can get out of him before he fouls out of the game. And Ryan Ricketts, just about 5 minutes of play, missed a couple of free throws, a bunny inside, and a ball that goes off his hands. Just a tough night, and it's a tough spot for those guys to be in, too. It's easy to get caught up in the emotion. I'm the first one that does it. But you're on the floor, in the spotlight. You got to perform, and that's not happening, unfortunately, for the Galesburg bench. The starters clearly worn out, no doubt about it. Victor Davis leads all scorers in this one. Finishes with 26 points, 10 rebounds, a dozen for Dalton Davis, 9 points for Brandon Thompson, 7 for Chad Thompson, 4 for Tremaine Carson off the bench. All of Galesburg's bench points right there. 7 for Chad Thompson and 2 for Ryan McElmurray. They have 2 with 21. Shaq Lowry, he also had 6 rebounds. And Nick Heppner, what a game. 21 points, 14 rebounds for their big 6'5" junior, who's going to be back next year. And 2 points for Chase Pavlonis, both on free throws. 2 for Demetrion Singleton. 5 for DJ McDowell. 3 for Tavian Johnson, and the guy who really was the difference maker, Mitch Wright. If there was a player of the game, he'd probably give it to Heppner, but Wright would be pretty much right there as well. He had 11 points, and they dominate on the glass in this one. Turnovers in the game. Galesburg gives away 13. UT gives it away 13 times. They dominate on the glass. Free throw shooting, Galesburg just 16 of 29 in the game, and again, I'll say fatigue has to have some kind of bearing on that. 5 of 14 in the fourth quarter, 55% in the game as Mike Reynolds makes his way over. Postgame interview is brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery Forever starts here.
Okay, well, Coach, not the scenario we wanted, obviously. United Township, just a number of things. Their depth with Wright coming off the bench, hitting some threes, and our guys seem to give it a good go, but second and fourth quarters seem to get a little tired down the stretch of both the halves.
Well, I don't know if it's tired or what it is, but you know, the difference between winning plays and not winning plays is you got to make free throws and you got to make layups. And we didn't do that in the second half. And I'm going to tell you what, you know, it's not going to be very fun here on Friday nights if we don't make layups and free throws.
Yeah, 5 out of 14 from the line in that fourth quarter. And they've got such a seasoned veteran in Lowry. They kept the ball in his hands most of the time down the stretch, and he was able to get the line. I know you denied the inbounds on him the one time, then the other kid stepped up and hit a free throw. So I guess it helps having that senior moxie down the stretch like they have with Lowry.
Yeah, I mean, they got some seniors out there, and they had them out there when it was crunch time. And you know, we're running with one. But still, you know, I mean, our guys have played enough. That's a game that, you know, was right there for the taking, and we just couldn't get over the hump.
We had the rebound total at 42-24 United Township, and like we said, they don't have any giants, but they're 6'4", 6'5", across the line, pretty steady, and it makes it awful difficult for us to rebound with them outside of Victor.
Yeah, I mean, we thought coming into the game that if we were going to win, the guards had to have 15 to 20 rebounds between them, and I know we're not even close to that number. So, and we thought 40 rebounds would win it, and it, you know, it would have if we'd have got them. And then for some reason, you know, it was pretty physical there in the first half, and then we just couldn't seem to come up with a big rebound.
We were a little surprised how closely the officials were calling this game from the get-go. Were you surprised at all?
No, I thought it was officiated well. You know, you got to adjust a little bit, and you know, it's a lot better than, you know, what was 35 to like 8 when we went up there to play them. So, I mean, it was a lot better officiated here tonight.
Dalton Davis did the load of the ball handling tonight, and you know, you can't expect him, I guess, to do a whole lot of scoring when he's getting hassled so much coming up the court. We thought he did a pretty good job, but they're just so quick at their guard spot. I guess you have to rely a little more on him than maybe on Ryan and some of the other guys, Brandon, that usually handle the ball a little more.
Yeah, we tried to get, you know, Ryan and BT some spots in there to handle it and try to keep Dalton fresh, and it for some reason didn't work out as like we had planned.
Hefner for East Moline hurt us the first time we played. First half, he didn't do too much. But second half, they really utilized him. And what was the problem he was giving us in the second half?
No, we allowed their guards to get in the lane. And when they get in the lane, you got to help, and he's going to get the rebound. So it all starts with, you know, being able to stop dribble penetration. And it was pretty obvious we weren't able to do that tonight.
Well, and, you know, again, as we talked, as far as bench play, there are just certain limitations with some of the guys that we have coming off the bench. Carson, of course, picked up, I think, 3 fouls pretty quickly, and so you just weren't able to get the points like they had off of the bench, and I guess you try and get what you can, but you can only do within the parameters of what a player's capabilities are.
Well, and part of the thing is, you know, we had to play catch-up again, and when you get down a little bit and have to play catch-up, and the reason we had to play catch-up is because we wouldn't make our layups and free throws there in the third quarter, and you know, we had a chance to kind of, we thought, you know, get a lead and maybe even extend it a little bit, and we weren't able to do that.
All right, so you got a week of practice ahead of Alleman, and I think they're an improving ball team, so I know your guys are going to have to be focused again going back up there next week.
Yeah, I mean, we played overtime last year there. If we're not focused, we won't win, I can tell you that. So I guarantee we'll have a good week of practice here.
Okay, thanks for stopping by, Mike.
Thanks.
Head coach Mike Reynolds as the Streaks lose a tough one at home, 65-60. Give him a lot of credit. I mean, through win or loss, he comes up, faces the tough questions. You know, it's very, very difficult to do that. He's got a lot of guts to be able to go up and do that and then go do it for another media outlet when we've got questions. And it was a tough game for the Silver Streaks, but I give him a lot of credit for doing that. It's easy to sit up here and pick out plays that should have been, could have been, and what was wrong and what was right and things like that. But I'll give credit where credit's due, and he gets some credit, and he holds his young son, and that's really what it's about right now.
Yeah, and that's good therapy for him right now.
No doubt about it. And the wife to calm him down.
Because, yeah, you come out of that locker room, and after a lot of tough conference losses at home especially, and coach is going to make his point and not going to be very happy, probably a little hot under the collar, but you know, he realizes the bigger issue of life right now is he takes his son and heads down the bleachers. But it's tough because they, like I said, worked all week for this game. And this is a game I think they really felt like they could. And
no,
I did
question.
Too.
No question.
And not that UT's a good team, sure. But I thought we match up fairly well with them outside of a little height, the problem down low. I thought we could get them. But, you know, I got to tip my cap to United Township's defense again. They just do not let you get open looks, and they make you earn everything. And if you go to the basket, you're probably not going to get to make that shot. You're going to have to go to the free throw line. And as he said and we said, free throws are just not Not a strong point for us most of the time this year. We've had a game or two where we excelled, but for the most part, it's not a pretty picture.
No, not bad going into the fourth, but 5 of 14 in the fourth quarter, 16 of 29 in the game. UT goes 23 out of 33. That's 70%. Galesburg at 55, and that really tells the story there. Take a timeout here on the postgame. 65-60 UT beats Galesburg. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exhale and pull back to center.
She said, we're going to shake off a few pounds. But this fat cat didn't get too excited. My person always says that this time of year. But this morning, I had a suspicion this year she means business. I found a feeder where my old eat-em-anytime-I-want dish once sat. Now I have to reach and stretch, bat my paws at it, and food comes out. Let me tell you, it's kind of fun, and I'm using muscles I never knew I had.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
I'm Will Stevenson. Get full details on Thursday night's Galesburg High School restructuring public meeting and download all the audio from the meeting by clicking on local news at WGIL.com.
Back at Thiel Gym, Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. As we'll get to that as the Streaks fall 65-60. Out rebound in the game, out shot from the free throw line in the game, and just too much UT in this one. Not one that Galesburg had no chance. Not at all the case. The game, they matched up pretty well. UT did the job on the boards. It was the number one thing I was worried about coming into this game was the offensive rebounding. I've seen it happen so many times with this team, and they did it. Nick Kempfer, you just have nightmares about that kid. And Mike's right. Dribble penetration does free that up. You know, sometimes I say they block out or whatever, but when you do get beat off the dribble and you do defensively what you're supposed to do, you come over and help out. It does free a man up. Shot's missed. That man gets the rebound, lays it in, and there you got yourself some problems, and that happened a lot tonight.
Well, you know, I'm standing here looking at some of the conversations going on after the game out here on the court. Mark Vershaw.
There's Vershaw, yep.
Monmouth College, a giant over there, and you think of what he did in college at Wisconsin.
Jeez.
I look on the far wall, there's Mark Polite, the head coach of UT, was a great player for them, and Joey Range of Galesburg. Mm-hmm. Polite was a senior when Range was a sophomore, and so they saw plenty of each other out there on the court, and they're having a nice conversation. And wow, there's there's some guys that could really play and can break down a game pretty well. I got to get them up here.
No kidding. Vershaw in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, a great Wisconsin team that he was on.
Mm-hmm. Played over at East Peoria, I believe.
That's right.
In high school.
That's right.
It was a ton over there too.
Talked to him when he got the job at Monmouth in his third year now, and said, hey, you know, do you still lean on some folks from back home? He said, oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. He was so soft-spoken. You know, mm-hmm. You thought, is this a basketball coach? I mean, and obviously he's much different demeanor when he's on the sideline, and he is very much a coach and a good one, young guy. But, boy, he could play.
And you can kind of see the recruiting going on because he's got Dennis Staggs there
right.
With him assistant. He went to Monmouth, Dennis did, and they're talking to the Singleton twins over there. And
mm-hmm.
So, no question, Mark would love to have their athleticism. And they're good students, too, I think, just some good kids. And they've had some, both of them had major knee injuries in the last couple of years, have overcome those. And so I'm sure he would love to see those guys in a Fighting Scots uniform next year.
He's got one now, and Eric Cogdill, and he's got a guy from East Peoria, and their other big kid in the post. So he's got them from all over the place, and Cogdill, boy, he's a beast. And he was in high school, and he's even bigger now, 13 points. Unfortunately, their loss the other night to Illinois College. Here it's a 65-60 East Moline victory over Galesburg. Galesburg falls to 17-10 overall, 2-6 in the Big Six. And UT moves to 16-6. They win their third in a row and 5-3 in conference play. And obviously they're hoping Rock Island's going to lose a couple along along the way.
They were down at halftime.
Were they?
Yeah, believe it or not, to Moline. I don't know how that turned out.
They're very dangerous. And then Quincy was playing Alleman, and you have to, and you're right, Alleman is playing better basketball. And kind of assume, though, that Quincy, coming off a loss last week, probably going to get things righted in that game.
I think it's down there, too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Alleman's toast.
So, yeah, without saying it, you're probably right. But we were talking about Dalton Davis, and I lean his way because he was the ball handler tonight against ungodly pressure, the gauntlet of defense, you like to call it. You're going through the hands. They play those drills in practice a lot where you get the ball, line up five guys on two sides, and they just smack away at you as you're trying to dribble through traffic, and that's got to be what it was for him tonight. And he did reach double figures, had 5 of his 12 in the fourth quarter, was the ball handler in the game. He added 5 rebounds on top of everything else, and I tend to look at him.
Yeah, it was just basically full court man most of the night by United Township. I don't think they ever used a zone press, did they?
Couple traps, but nothing much.
Right, they'll come up and trap if they can, but it was just straight man, and their guards are quick enough that even just a straight man becomes very difficult against them, and yeah, Dalton Davis just worked his tail off, just getting the ball up the court and trying to get us into our offense, and so hats off to him. I guess I was a little disappointed in the fact that our other guards haven't matured to where they can handle this kind of pressure. In fact, Ryan McElmurray, we love Bucket, you know, especially what he does, but offensively, he actually got away with at least 3 turnovers tonight, where he had high dribbles and carried the ball that weren't called. So I was pretty nervous every time he handled it against this team, and you know, again, Brandon Thompson, they're trying to spot him up for threes, but I just thought we really relied too much on Dalton handling the basketball to where it just wore the kid out, and it really was tough to get any balance that way. But, again, UT's defense was good, but I agree with you, Dalton Davis, for his hard work tonight. And he went to the glass hard trying
to
score.
Big time.
What, 8 free throws in the first quarter,
yeah,
I think?
Yeah, 5 out of 8 in the first quarter. He winds up shooting 11 free throws. He's the only other streak on the team other than Victor Davis who shot 100 or more free throws. And you can only say that by about 8 or 9 guys in the entire conference, if that, who've gone to the line that much. That's one thing he does very, very well. I'd like to make more of them, but he gets there frequently, and he had a good night tonight. 12 points, 5 rebounds, and I'm sure he had a handful of assists to go with it. Worked his tail off, and he will sleep well tonight. And Dalton Davis, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Our final word from Thiel Gymnasium coming up next. Streaks fall, 65-60 United Township. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
Coming up tomorrow on WGIL Sports Saturday, we'll talk football with new Abingdon High School coach Rick Quinn tomorrow morning at 8 on WGIL. Well, 3 more games to go in the regular season, 2 on a Friday and 1 on a Tuesday, so a short turnaround at Alleman next Friday. 7:30 tip from Don Morris Gym on the air at 7:06, and then Tuesday right here at Thiel Gymnasium, you wrap up the season with 2 right here. A Tuesday game with Peoria Notre Dame, a very good basketball team. They got some votes for consideration for top 10 in Class 3A. They've got the big kid inside. They're very, very good. And that'll be a 7:30 tip, and then wrap up the regular season at home against a Moline team that seems to have regrouped. We'll find out tomorrow how they did tonight, and maybe they beat this team. Maybe they somehow, they beat Quincy last week, and they've beaten UT this year, and maybe they did the trifecta and got Rocky tonight. Not sure.
It's amazing that Ryan Weber's pulled that team together again, because once we handled them pretty well up there at Wharton Fieldhouse, and Wismer got that injury, and you're thinking, boy, Moline's done. I mean, they're just done, and they've been anything but done.
No, he's an unbelievable coach, and that's a very proud program, and they're going to give us all you want and more when they come in here in the
Final game of the season and the last one here at Thiel Gym as the regional is at Geneseo. Dixon's the opponent, and really, the old saying, a game at a tie, time could not be any more true right now as you focus on Alleman next and try and get that win and then go from there. So from here, it's United Township again winning 65-60 over the Streaks. And Illinois basketball on Sunday. I'm going. So I'm not going to be on the radio listening. I'm going there. They're playing Ohio State, a ranked team. They beat Michigan State. They beat Wisconsin. So I couldn't stay away. I had to take the chance. Valentine's Day at Assembly Hall, a noon game. That put us on the air, Illini 11:30. So I don't know. Maybe I'll yell real loud. You can hear me in the background or something. Or if they lose in real bad, I might moan and groan like I do all the time.
They're going for the trifecta then, too. Who would have thought they would be in this position, too?
Absolutely. Unbelievable how they've managed to win a couple of big games like that. So Guy and Thad Mata, who's from nearby Hoopston, the Danville area, he's going home and he's hoping to go in there and beat the Fighting Illini. And you go back to that year they went to the Final Four, and he was the only one during the regular season. If I remember right, he was the first one to knock him off after they won 18 or 19 in a row at Ohio State. So he's a guy who's had some success against the Illini. That'll be a lot of fun. And then the guy from Chicago who plays on played with Dimitri McCamey.
Oh, yeah, Turner for
Evan Turner.
Ohio State. Yeah, so
there's a lot of little connections there with Illinois.
Yep, it'll be interesting to see if both of those guys, I'm sure Turner can. McCamey is like, well, does he get into a scoring duel with his buddy, or does he stay in the keep the team concept? That'll be one of the interesting storylines.
Bruce screaming on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is so funny. You know, I heard somebody say, you know, Illinois is, you're going, people are scratching their head going, I don't know about them. But he said, you know, through all the infighting whining and the complaining and the underachieving from different players, Mike Davis and everybody, and yet they still, here they are at the top of the conference. It's been a really weird year.
It's unbelievable. They got a lot of talent. It's a matter of getting it out of everybody at the same time, and he's done a wonderful job there trying to mix and mash, and they've got some good players coming in. They're tough to figure out sometimes. But that's our next broadcast, Illini basketball against Ohio State. Sunday Sports Saturday tomorrow, talking some pigskin with a new football coach at Abingdon High School, Rick Quinn, a five-year assistant. He takes over the reins. We'll have that on the air shortly after 8 o'clock. And we'll recap this and all the high school basketball action from this evening on Sports Saturday tomorrow just after 8 o'clock. For Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. Thanks so much for Chaz back at the station for his engineering work. Thanks for tuning in both online and on the radio. And that's all we can do from here is the Streaks fall 65-60 to UT. Good night from Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.